Let's see, we left the Gemara and then Artusu. We left the Gemara and then Zion on the Dallas. Yeah, the Gemara we discussed our Rachel that if I stay Hamaitre and everybody else is eating from the same Chalas, so then I'm supposed to begin to eat. And so that's why I swallow a piece of Chalas. So the Gemara quotes this Membra in the name of the Amaroim. The first version of the Gemara quotes is Ein Hamsid Hashem Mule Echol Klum. About 10 lines from the top, and then Zion on the Dallas. No one is allowed to eat anything. And she eats them how they're fed. And still the one who said, I'm like, she takes the bite first. Yashmi Rastafa Rikaromar, so Rastafa heard them say over the memory, he said, no, he has to collect it. It's not that they're not allowed to lechol, they're not allowed to lechol. They're not allowed to taste it. They go, well, what's going to mean? It's the same thing, the same manner. So the Gemara and Echaram is exactly the same thing. There's no difference whatsoever. But Chai Barim Lai Mubilashen Rabbah. One is obligated to say over the lesson exactly, the exact words like you heard from the Rebbe. And this appears here, it's a Gemara, but it appears in the Mishnah and Adias as well. The Mishnah and Adias is a question, exactly what it means. The Mishnah says that Hilo used to say over the Din, there's a machlekes regarding Maim Shubim. How much Maim Shubim, if you have water in a kli. So that's not, you're not allowed to use Maim Shubim to fill up a mikveh. I think they're right, they're not on it, whatever. I'm not quite so sure what it is, but it's a din that's only the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah has, however, for sure there's a din that's only the Rabbanon. What if you have a mitzvah that doesn't yet have the Aboim store, and I take a couple of buckets of mashum and I pour it in, so then the Mishnah says, a chumrah with the Rabbanon, that even if you let rainwater flow in, and you'll have way over Aboim store of kosher water, not mashum, but since you had a few buckets of mashim to begin with before the mikvah was malaya, so this mikvah is the real number is going to be possible until you let out all the water, and you'll have hardly anything left on the bottom, hardly any mashim, less than the shear, and then you'll let the rainwater fill in again. So what's the shear? How much mashim do you have to put into the mikvah first that it should pass in? So we pass in human living, mashim, three living. Not so much. It's not a couple of gallons. It's very little. It's an effort from the food very little. So, Hillel gives a different shear in the Mishnah. It's only a dinner rabbana, so Hillel gives a different shear. That's when he had the Kabbalah from his Rebbe from Shmuel outside. So he says that the shear is Malo Hin, Maim Shuvim. A Hin is you base with him, So we pass from Hillel with him, and this is four times as much. So the Mishnah says, Hillel Loim, a Malo Hin, Maim Shuvim, person from Mishnah, El Shechai Bar Loim, a Malo Shem Rabbi. So what's the problem? What do you mean, Chai Bar Loim, a Malo Shem Rabbi? So the Batanura on that Mishnah 80 is the Dalat Mishnah 80. Batanura says, because he learned by Shmai Bakhtagin, and they were Gerim, or they were either Gerim or the Mishpah of Gerim, that's the question of where. The Rambam writes that Shmai Bakhtagin were Gerim. And the Tzitzit Yomtev on the Mishnah is Pekeyav, it's supposed to catch it from his letter from the Maram Yitzhak. Where's on the Rambam? How can it possibly be Gerim if one was enough and one would be Abedin? How can you learn Gerim to the Sanhedrin? So it must be that it's a mistake. The Gemara in Yuma calls him Yesin B'nai Amamaya L'Shlom. The Gemara says that one, the Rub is none by Shani. The Gemara says on Yom Kippur yesterday, yesterday the Tengel finished that way. So everybody was walking down the street to the Tengel, walking them home. They were saying Marikai, whatever. They're walking the Tengel home. So as they were walking down the block, they see the Shmaila Atayin are walking in another direction. Everybody left the Tengel and they all walked with the Yesha Tenhed and the Shmaila Atayin. So the Tengel gave them a greeting and said, Yesin B'nai Amamaya L'Shlom. The Gerim should go to Zimtei. So it sounds like they were literally Gerim, but they never understood him. And it says, done to quote from the Maharam Yisrael, it cannot be. It must be they were B'nai Amamai, they were descendants of Gerim. Whatever it is, either they were Gerim or they were descendants of Gerim, they couldn't pronounce Hebrew well. So they couldn't pronounce the word Hidden, they couldn't pronounce the Hey, so whatever, so they used to mispronounce the word. So because Chai brought a money, but Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew used to mispronounce the same word, the way the Rebbe used to mispronounce. That's how the Batanura learned Pshat on the Mishnah. In this course, he will say, the Lord, he and my Mishnah person was on the Mishnah, he used to mispronounce it, and Shechai Baram Lai Mubalosh Alam. So the quote from the Dura Goren, on the Mishnah, he says that he doesn't think that that makes any sense at all, that he used to mispronounce the word. He used to mispronounce the word. Yeah. And he thinks that it doesn't mean that. But he quotes a pshat in the drawing that Bikro Shmai Bav Tagin couldn't pronounce. He says he couldn't pronounce Ahei. So when they say Malohin Mayim Shuvim Kosmos Samikse, so if they would say, if they wouldn't have said the word Malo, if they would have said,
yeah,
like we said, Jim Malo, the Mayim Shuvim Kosmos Samikse, they would have had, they would have said Jim Mayim Shuvim Kosmos Samikse, but they would say Him, and they can't pronounce the Hey, so how would it, what it would sound like In? It would sound like In, A Mayim Shuvim Kosmos Samikse, it would sound like you're saying that it does not, Mayim Shuvim does not talk to a mikse. The Lord of that, it should be clear, what they were talking about, so they would say Malo, Malo In Mayim Shuvim. So what does it mean? Malo and Manishim, a dozen possible says, the people, the listeners would understand that the volume, Malo in, a volume of an in, and then we say to Chum, what an in, and in means an in. But if they wouldn't say Malo, so they wouldn't understand what the in is. So even though he did know how to pronounce the hay, he could have said, he could have a bitch to say, but he could have said, in Manishim, he would pronounce the hay, but since the Rebbe gives up the word Malo, so he will continue to say the full sentence, even though it wasn't really necessary. His listeners would have already understood what he said. But if you pronounce the word, man chashna, that's what the goy disagrees with the bartender. He doesn't think that that's included in Chai Barim Lai Vavoshana.
You have a Bechavi Ben Mahalom, which is a Dubno Vishku, that it means that they are not so far as Mayra Chayim, which is not a funny word you're giving.
Yeah, but the most of the favorite ones, my God, I don't remember. Anyway, it's an important halacha. You don't have to go so far like about it. You don't say like the normal guy is also good without that. Chai Vodim Vodim Rashanat is an important thing. A lot of times people say over Dinim, they think they understand what the Rebbe said, and then they're going to give you the Tamsin. They're going to give you the Tamsin, they're going to change it in Gansin. Then the next generation, the next one is going to give you the Tamsin, they're going to change it also. They're going to say it in another word. Say in other words, a lot of times you change the whole thing. But first you have to say Chai Vodim 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 Rashanat, exactly. And then if you want to explain it, elaborate, say Bikitzah, say Barichas, then you can say whatever you want. But you have to first say exactly. Remember, our prohibitions always used to do like that. When he would say things from his father, they used to say that it's Tata Flek Lomu, and he would say exactly verbatim. And then he would give his explanation of what that meant. So he would say either shorter or longer, whatever, but he would first say over exactly what the father said. And sometimes even after our prohibition switched to say the Shir in English, a lot of times he would say certain phrases in Yiddish, and then he would elaborate in English to the heathens to explain what that phrase meant that he was quoting in Yiddish. So we will go down to Abba and Yonim of Yiddish. Chaz when Yimar has Alocham and Zayin and Alocham, Yimar has a din. And everybody else is going to eat from the challah, so they're all listening in. They're all going to say Omnei, in order to be able to say, with my brocha. Ein habetzeh v'ashoy l'ksoya. You already learned the Gemara before. You have to say hamoitzi first, and then start cutting after you finish saying hamoitzi. So if the other people are answering Omnei, I shouldn't complete the cutting of the challah until they finish saying Omnei. Ein habetzeh v'ashoy l'ksoya, ashiyich l'omen mitzi ha'oyim. Until everybody enters Zaman. Then Gemara says, everybody, what if you have 25 people and one of them is taking the good old fight? They feel forever till he finishes Zaman. So Gemara says that it's sufficient. They see Rofa on him. Why is it good enough in see Rofa on him? Say Gemara, the majority of those who are entering Zaman. Say Gemara, Maishla Ruba, the Akati of Akali of Rocha, the Yutan of Akati of Rocha. What about the meal to him? It's a thing you're not supposed to say. You're not supposed to come to Hala. There's going to be people entering Zaman. So why do you ignore the meal? So Gemara says, no. Sha'ani Yomer means if the Leos are taking too long to say Amen, and that's an improper way. You have to say Amen not too soon after the bracha. It shouldn't happen too fast, and it shouldn't take too long to say Amen. It shouldn't create the pronunciation of Amen, and that's Tanar Abonim. That's the next memory that the Gemara quotes from the Pesach, the proper answering of Amen. So what kind of a din is this? That you're not allowed to cut the challah until everybody enters Amen, everybody's going to answer Amen properly, has answered Amen properly. What kind of a law is that? The Rashi has a comment that the Achrayim points out in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi has a comment about 10 lines from the top. Ashiyuk Amin Fi Harimin Amin Acha Birchas Hamoitzi. The Afani Asamin Mina Brachim. The answer in Avamin is considered a chenuk of the Brachim. When I say, let's say if I say Hamoitzi Lashim Haaretz, and the other people are not the Yotzi with my Brachim, do they say Amin? That's a different thing. So they say, oh, that's not considered a chenuk of my Brachim. I don't have to wait to eat my piece of challah. Everybody has a challah. I don't have to wait to begin eating my piece of challah until I hear them say, oh, what does the Rama have to do with me? What if we're all together, that the other people are going to answer Amen in order for the answer with my brother? So there's a connection between all of us. But then Rashi interprets in the Gemara that the Aliyah Amen is considered a chelik of the brother. So it's considered that the brother is not finished yet until they say Amen. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, what it says Hamoitzi has to be miskaven to the eighth of the day Rabbi. Just like they have to be miskaven to the eighth of my bracha, I have to be miskaven to the eighth of the Rabbi. Eighth of what? I'm the eighth of the bracha anyway. But still, consider the gemara of the bracha. So since the din is Rashi fish, and since the din is that you're not supposed to cut the challah, complete the cutting of the challah, so you finish the bracha and the Rabbi, after the bracha, consider the gemara of the bracha. But that's why I'm not supposed to cut the challah until they say Rabbi. It's a problem about Chazor HaShas, a lot of shiur, especially Shachar, the Chazor is in such a rush. The Tzibur is such a rush to run to Yoram. So a lot of times the Chazor starts the next bracha when the Tzibur didn't finish answering Amen yet. So if the Rav HaTzibur answered Amen properly, then you are just taking a good old time and taking forever. But that's what the Gemara says, you see that volume, you do it. But usually that's not the case. Usually you can't do it, that they're just going for fear. But that's not proper. The Gemara had this deal. The Gemara doesn't say it on that case. But the Pashtus is that who are the Nami of this? The Ani Asamil, I'm part of the Tzibur, constitutes the Chelik of the Bracha that the Chazan is saying. So you're not supposed to begin the next Bracha until they finish. Till all those who are going to answer Amen properly have answered the Amen properly. And then the Gemara goes into this fifth. What is the proper way to answer Amen? There was a sefer that was printed, I think, 100 years ago, all about Amir HaSamer, an anti-sefer, all about Amir HaSamer. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to chap Amin Chatufa, Amin Ketufa, Amin Yitzhak, you're not allowed to answer Amin in all of these improper fashion. What is Amin Chatufa? The Rashi, many of the Shanim say, Chatufa means with a chatas, means a shvor. Instead of saying, oh, Amin, he says, Amin, he leaves out, and just says, Amit has a shvor, which you don't pronounce, you just say, Amin. That's how Rashi learned, with a hatter. That other Rishonim learned is another popular pshat, they quote from the other. That Amin Chatuf, he says Amen before the Nevarah finishes the bracha. He didn't finish the saying the final syllable of the bracha yet, and the people are already answering Amen. That's what they want to say, that one or chatuf, what does he want to say? It's chatuf, if he's chatuf, so they'll chatuf his years. He'll die too young. How did Rashi translate it? I think it's out the chatzav. The pasuk. I think the word pasuk means the confused comes. I think so. But the pshat of the Aruch is also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to be careful not to begin answering Amen until the chazan has completed, until whoever it is saying the book has completed the final formal of the bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that on Yom Tovim it usually poses a problem because the Nidin lends itself to answering on the improperly, like Mikadesh Yisrael V'hazman Amen. So he doesn't usually answer his Amen if it's written the final syllable of the Baal Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that people usually violate his dream. Chazor HaShas of Yom Tovim, because the Nusach himself says the Chazan has to give the Hanetzer the secret that they shouldn't violate that Allah. Yeah, the Rav Eitrik used to make a fuss on Rosh Hashanah, used to announce before they began to give a shofar, to even announce how they're going to blow shofar in the Shkirish Manetzer and the Chazor HaShas, because they're not allowed to talk. After the Brochan, give a shofar, they're not allowed to talk. So they have to go with the Kiyasar over, they even announce they were going to blow shofar and everything, and then he would announce that no one should begin to say Amen until the Chazan has concluded the final syllable of the bracha, and he would explain what it was. So I was wondering, what's that this, why did he make this announcement at Rosh Hashanah? So I wish you go and he didn't make such an announcement, that's not Rosh Hashanah. So years later, this is done. So why is it announced? He didn't make such an announcement. Announcement is the same problem. The Mishnah has the problem. Also, a lot of times the people don't run in too quickly. Years later, he's a garden in Yeshiva. So one of the rabbis in Yeshiva had learned by a brother with already, a pen of Krishna. So Yossi used to be very master about that. And he explained that it was later printed that there was a special deal in the Mishnah, either it's in the Raisa, Takana the Rabbana, whatever it is, that you have to bless Kiyah Shefer, I'll say to Abrachis. And the Gemara says, I'll say to Abrachis, Kiyah Shefer, I'll say to Abrachis, and Mark is very sharp because the Chazorah Tashat. Not when you dab in the office, only when you dab in the Tzibur or the Chazorah Tashat. And from the Rambam is Mashma, that if the Chazim is Tzitz Mishmar Esrei, and you don't have people learn to remain, so they're not yet to Chazorah Tashat. No, it says in Sukkah, and that one it says, that let's say you say Kiddush Avdola, and I want to be yet to do Kiddush Avdola, so I should enter Ramein, the Chazkhira, but even if I didn't enter Ramein, the Dinnish Ameya, Kiyoinah, even if I just paid attention, Apopi Shabaya on Ramein, the Shamea Kiyoinah, it's considered as if I had entered Ramein, and I'm yet to the group. Rambam is mashma that there are two exceptions to the rule, that if you don't enter Ramein, you're not yet to one invention of Zuman, we discussed already, and the other one is the Chazorah Tashat, that if you don't enter Ramein, it's considered a Dovah Shal Tzibur, the Brachah Shal Tzibur, and if the Tzibur doesn't participate by entering Ramein, so they're not yet to the Chazorah Tashat, they're not yet to the bench of Zuman, it's not a Tzibur, it's not 10, sometimes the bench of Zuman is 3, so it's a Brachah Shal Chabura, we'll call that a little different. Instead of calling Brachah Shal Tzibur, which would usually imply 10, we'll call that Brachah Shal Chabura. So once we need the Hishtatvah of the Chabura, I'll say, I'm here from this, and I can answer Ramein, so I'll swear in the Ramein that Narak Yotze. So that's what I'll say. Basically, I'll tell them they added on, even if they do answer Ramein, but they answer improperly, you've got to answer too fair. You've got to answer, and the Malka Zanashev is going to answer too fair, because even if they didn't answer. It's going to come out that no one, not only might die, that they weren't jaded on their something. That's a problem all year long, and especially on the uncertain, because then you can lend itself to entering on and improperly, that a Rosh Hashanah would be a bigger problem. No one would be able to the Takana Kachani, whether it's in their eyes, whatever. That's Kiyah Shefer, I'll say that brothers. But it's only called Kiyah, I'll say that brothers, if it's a Chazorah Tashat. It's only called a Chazorah Tashat, if you had people entering on improperly. If they didn't answer on properly, either they didn't answer. Because that's why there was more of a tzedek on Rosh Hashanah than on Shalosh Hashanah. Even though the problem exists on the Niggun of all the other tzedek, but on Rosh Hashanah was more so of a problem because of the tzedek of tzedek of Rosh Hashanah. By Moses, yes, by Moses. So you may have used to make the announcement before Moses. Yes, Shachar, he can't make the answer. This is when the gathering, he couldn't be Gnostic. And then the Chazan shouldn't say the next word, so the Chazan finished saying the first word, we shouldn't begin saying Ramein, so the Quran is finished, and the Chazan shouldn't begin the next word, so the Tzibur finished on. Yeah, the Gemara has a long arif, it's spelled out step by step. Then the Gemara has Omim Yisraimah, this precept in Megillah, that's thought it has one of the violations, one of the improper ways to Ramein, is Omim Yisraimah. What says Omim Yisraimah? The place it says, he walks into shul, hears anybody screaming out Ramein, he doesn't know what's happening. Ramein's a good thing, if all the women use that same Ramein. Ramein means a matzim to what the Chazal says. A matzim, here's what I said after that. Ramein means that both are matzim. So that you're not allowed to do that. If you don't know, you walk in, you didn't hear the bracha, you're not allowed to say Ramein. So all the Yishayim are bothered with the kasha. So it's just a sukkah quote to Ramein, and Yishayim go in, a few go in, and we're bothered with the kasha, and then the Yishayim, the Gemara sukkah tells that there was such a big shul in Alexandria that they simply couldn't hear the Chazal HaShah, at least the way it's made. And the people went into London without hearing the book at all. So dozens of protests to hear says that you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to answer Amen. You don't know what the, if you didn't hear the bracha, that's the kashi. You're not allowed to answer Amen if you didn't hear the bracha. Isn't that an Amen Yisraimo? You didn't hear the bracha. So Tyson gives two answers. He didn't give one answer, but if you look there in Sukkah, they give two answers. You know, then you're not allowed to quotes the two answers, and it gives you an afkamina la'alacha between the two answers. Hashem says, the burden is mesutas how we should pass it on this side. So one answer that Hashem gives is that the only time you say you're not allowed to, that you can't say amen, if you didn't hear the bracha, let's even say, yeshloimar, says it by us, yeshloimar, shall you yodin days the bracha chazanan. So you know what bracha the chazan was saying. So they just couldn't hear because it was so, the shul was so big, his voice couldn't carry. I was talking to him, or my Hashem is Yodin from Hashem and his spouse. They don't know what broker. He walks into shul, he sees everybody saying Amen. So they're obviously masking for some proper broker. They both are masking for the same broker. So that's the one that says you're not allowed, say that. But if you know what broker the Hashem is holding by, even though you won't hear the thing, you can answer Amen after that broker. That's one answer that the Baal Yasai says. So no, you see from the Gemara that there is another Amen Levatola. They said in that, just like an Amen Levatola, you're not allowed to say an Amen Levatola. That's the person to say Amen. That's the person to say Amen. Unless if a boy is practicing laying. So he's going to lay the whole service. So the teacher, the Malamed, who teaches him, tells him, one's going to get up and he's going to say, and he starts, Amen. So that's what about Mr. Boyle's practices. Amen. So everybody, you can't say that. So the second thing is, you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to, you have to tell him that he should say Amen. But he's not supposed to say Amen without talk. Can you really make him start? Can you make him? No. I mean, that means that you're not came to a miracle that someone said, but you should only be used in a proper fashion. You say, oh, man, you're not in response to any miracle, or you say, oh, man, I'm a miracle about color. So you're not allowed to. If you have a stuff, let's say that it's a stuff, you can just tell saying a miracle about color or not. But then the person would say that Sephik Amen Lachol is not as common as the Sephik Gahul Hachol. Sephik Gahul Hachol is probably Gahul Hachol. But you shouldn't have said the bracha, but if someone already said the bracha, that's the Sephik Gahul Hachol, then you don't say Sephik Amen Lachol that you're not allowed to hear.
Can I answer one minute?
I don't know Persian, you don't know Persian. Some of the, a lot of people don't know Persian, so they know what you're saying.
Yeah, I do.
Well, even most of the people are not Yodin that they've got to come to.
I don't know what I'm agreeing to. Yeah. I know I'm agreeing to this bracha. Most of the stuff we're asking him, whatever that means.
Okay.
Whatever that means, he's not. If he doesn't have a problem,
he shouldn't agree with
him. I'm not a fan.
What can the bracha say? You're made of like
burning the bracha. No. If it's necessary, the thing is mitam chinuch, you're committed to say a bracha of our soul. Let's say you teach a child, and you teach a child Israel how to read. You're allowed to teach him to say a bracha. Although I'm teaching the child how to say bracha, so I can say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. I don't say Hashem Elokeinu, I can pronounce it also. Hashem Chinuch Min HaMalchus, but very often it's not really necessary Hashem Chinuch. It's just have a child. When you start, don't forget to say Amen. You shouldn't keep on practicing Amen. Not a special thing on the Balkar. So again, the Tyson by us gives the one answer. The Kasha was here, the Gemara says, you're not about to answer. Oh man, if you didn't hear the Bracha, the Gemara Sukkah says, Gemara Sukkah seems to describe that was a proper practice. That in Alexandria, the shul was so big they couldn't hear the Bracha, and the way was flagged, and everybody said, oh, the Tyson gives an answer over here. That as long as you know what bracha the Chazan is saying, even though you didn't hear it at all, then the Amen is in place. But it's
a particular Bracha.
If you know which particular book, but if you don't know what Brock is holding by you, you should not keep signing a blank check, you've been asking for something you want to know what, that's not for us. This is one answer that says it's close there and speaks in the name of the Goyim. Then says it's close another answer, first, name of different Goyim. One has been an Eastern Goyim, one has been a Semach Goyim. And then he gives another answer that runs differently. If it's a Brock that you want to be acting with, and you don't hear the Brock at all, and what are you going to do? You've got to say, Amen. any expectation that is one of the earth is sitting in. Well, it doesn't mean to say that it's an Easter to say, no, Easter. It just means that you're not going to be earthy with that bracha. That if it's a bracha that you don't have to be earthy with, what? Someone's saying a bracha. Let's say the Chazan is saying Yotzer HaMoel, the Chazan is saying Abrecha Yotzer B'Yahav, and I know what bracha is up to. So I don't have to be earthy with his bracha, I'm dominant for myself. But then I may say Amen, even though I didn't hear the bracha at all. Because I don't have to be yotzei with that bracha. That's the other answer that says the chief. So then Tais is quoting the Gaelim, they want to determine which brachas do you want to be yotzei with me and which brachas do you not want to be yotzei. So they say, when someone gets an aliyah, and he says the bracha tatera of the aliyah, that's not a bracha that I have to be yotzei with. That's his personal private bracha. That has nothing to do with me. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know if we're ever going to agree with that. That's interesting. One could argue the point and say, no, that's part of the
Tachanun.
In fact, the Mogen Avraham says that not only, it says in the Mechaber that when a person gets an Ali and he says, Baruch HaShem, no, they have to say it out loud in such a way that nine people can hear the bracha. You have 1,000 people in the shul, they're not all going to hear, but a minimum of 9 people should hear. Otherwise, it's a Baruch HaShem, which you cannot say Baruch HaShem without a minute. So the Mogen Avraham says not only is it true regarding vocal, it's true regarding the whole Bichas HaTeru. You can't say Shabbat HaBon HaShem HaKolonu quietly. You have to have 9 people listening for that also because that's the Bracha Shal Tzibur. So that's the question, what does it mean? It's a Bracha Shal Tzibur that the whole Tzibur is basically Kriyas HaTeru with the Brachas? So the Bracha really relates to everybody? Or no, it's his Bracha, but he can only recite the Bracha of the Tzibur. So the case is there.
There's a law also. The one
that's called
up,
the
one
that's occurring,
right?
He says along the
simple,
that's the Tesis, right, that the bracha that the Olim recite when they get an Aliyah is a personal bracha that belongs to him that has to be recited by Torah. So it's not really a, it's not really a bracha that relates to the whole people.
Why you start brothers with someone brother? You just start with the brothers and brother.
Then why do the Hachamim attack on the inside of Hachamim? It's not a good question. What is the connection between both and Kriya Tatar?
I do it because it's because it's Shem Rabbi.
So therefore?
That's why he has the brothers with someone brother. It's like,
okay.
Because people understand that you think also, or dominate something very important. They go.
Yeah, that is the explanation. Right. The question is still asking, is that the connection with the Kriya Tatar?
Yes,
that's a question. Rav Zaytsev has in one of his Sforim, he used to say, and it's Joshua's like that we believe that the Ramban writes in the Hadramat is, that the whole Kurdish is going to tell stories about them. He has it, Ibn Avram, and Ashidah, and Paro, and Abi Melech, and Tichof, and Sforim. What kinds of stories there? We believe that everything in the Kurdish from the beginning to the end is somehow a description of different aspects of every Kurdish. That's when his Shmaitre Shalakar is called Hashem. Like I said, this is a pair of glasses, and this is a technicord, and this is a cup, and this is clear, and this is a kumish. So whenever you say what the Shem HaGomer is, you're giving a description of what it is. So the Ramban writes, the Chayat HaKulo, the whole kumish is Moshe Shal Kodesh Baruch, it's a description of the kush. So that's not what Rashi said, that's how we say Baruch HaShem HaMzeyach, right before Kriyat HaTeyler, to emphasize this notion. You shouldn't just think that we're learning demon, or we're telling all the stories. You should realize that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're soon going to give a description of Elokus. We're soon going to discuss what Elokus is. It's the Helem, it's the Benista, it's both an Issa, it's not in an open fashion. And that's why we say Baruch Hu introduced the Kriya HaTeyler, that we should emphasize this notion. That the Lima HaTeyler is really a Lima of Elokus. And it's even, in Tzim HaKadosh writes like that, that HaKadosh derives the principle of the Bir HaTeyler we had in Mara earlier. The Chum derives the Din, that Bir HaTeyler is Min HaTeyler from the Farsi, Kishem HaShem Ekra, or the God of the Lord came to. He says, what is it saying in the Farsi that you learn in Torah? So you see that Kishem HaShem Ekra means, when I learn Torah, so I'm reciting Kishem HaShem, so it's Kama Tzal Kudosh, Mois HaShem Kodesh Bok, and then Chum God of the Lord came, you have to recite the Bir HaTeyler in advance of the Bima HaTeyler. So again, the Tais is here in Sukhi, it says that Bayat only gives one answer. The Tais in Sukhi gives two answers. One answer they give is, if it's a bracha that you want to be answered with, the omen is not going to help. It's not that there's an easter to say omen if you didn't hear the bracha. I'm not going to show them, that's feeling omen, I can say omen also. If you're agreeing, obviously, to something good, I can also agree to something good, but I can't be answered with that bracha if I didn't hear the bracha. But if I don't want to be answered with the bracha, I want to hear the omen, that's okay. Even if you didn't hear the bracha, you can say omen. That's one day in Pesach. And then the Chag of Pesach says that the answering online to the Kriyas HaTeder of Bracha is not for the purpose of the people being liquid. That's his side of Bracha. That doesn't relate to this. The other answer that Pesach gives is not whether I want to be answering with his Bracha or not. If I know what the Tehran of the Bracha is, then you can say Amen, even if I know what the Bracha is. If I don't know what the Bracha is, then you're not allowed to sign the blank check. You can't say Amen if you don't know what you're agreeing to. So the Rabbein Yehuda writes that Mechayot is a big enough community between the 2 days. So when they intend to say the Tehran, that Shamea Koiner, if you say Kiddush HaGdol and I want to be answered, I have to be Shamea Koiner. If I hear the Bracha, it's considered as if I said Amen. And what if I said Amen and I didn't hear the Bracha? The one man says, he says the third, says, yeah, I'm doing it. Let's say I'm deaf. Let's say I was going to the house and the Chassid Chalav were both deaf. So the Shaila was, can the Masada Kiddushin say a Bracha for the Chassid Chalav? Masada Kiddushin, the Rambam sheet is, and we discussed it once in Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi against Tesis. Tesis sheet, the Tesis in the Rosh Hashanah Sid is, that the Bracha Tesis and the Mishkin Bracha Sunday. So it's not a Bracha that the Chassid has to recite. Or the Chassid Kala has to recite. One of the participants who's there has to recite the Bracha Tehran. Has nothing to do with the Chassid Kala. One of the people there has to recite. So anybody can recite it, even if the Chassid Kala can't hear a thing. It's none of their, it's not their Bracha, it's the Bracha for everybody who's there. It's the Bracha Hashemah? Right, the Bracha Hashemah. And the Rambam and the Rai, they write otherwise. The Rambam and the Rai don't understand that it's a Bracha HaMitzvah. So the Bracha is really Mitzvah on the Chassid. Or possibly on the Chassid and the Kala. So then you lose the Sukkot. If the Chassid is dead and the Kala is not dead, so the Messiah tradition says the Bracha on behalf of the Kala. But he said, no, the Bracha only belongs to the Chassid because just like the Kala, the women are not Mitzvah and they're in Bolivia, so maybe the women don't really have this Mitzvah of getting married either. So they don't have any Shaykhs for the Bracha says. So that's the topic of the Messiah tradition. But let's say the Chassid and the Kala are both there. So then the Messiah tradition says that according it's a kachur, it's also going to be Yehuda Ebenezer. So he says, according to the Rambam and the Raizin, the Messiah tradition can't say the Bracha. Well, what is he going to say the Bracha? They can't be related to the Bracha. They don't hear anything. So the Shaykhs, what if they see him moving his lips? They can speak. They just see him here, they can speak. They see him moving his lips. Nobody's saying it. They're saying Bracha Tehran. They're saying, they know he's saying Bracha Tehran and they say Amen. And then, let's say someone is deaf and he hears, and he doesn't hear. He knows someone is saying Kiddush. So he says Amen at the appropriate time. He sees everybody else saying Amen. He has to go to Amen. He's up to Amen. Then he says Amen after the session goes off of the Kiddush. So am I allowed to drink the wine based on my saying Amen after you go to Amen? I didn't hear a word. Am I going to Kiddush when I said Amen after your Bracha? Did he say, call him Amen. He has to Bracha machine for me. Is there such a thing? Even if you didn't hear the Bracha. If you didn't say Amen, then Halacha says Shemeya. If you heard the Bracha, even if you didn't answer Amen, you also heard the Ki'ayin as if you answered Amen. But if you do say Amen, you heard the Bracha and you Amen, even though there's no Shemeya Ki'ayin. Is that the din or not? So the Rabbeinu Yehuda points out, the one opinion in Tosfos is mefurish. Tosfos over here doesn't call that thing. One opinion in Tosfos is mefurish that a bracha that you want to be answered with, you have to hear. If you don't hear, it's not going to help answering Amen. You can answer Amen, but you won't be answered with the bracha. So the Rabbeinu Yehuda says that's the one opinion. But the other opinion that the Tosfos by Yasser, it depends whether you know what bracha is talking about or not. Then he says, according to this opinion of faith, this is mashma, you can do that. Because it's mashma that you can be yaitse with a mere Sunday, as long as you know what the bracha is, even if you didn't hear a word. There's one din shemeh kaine, even if he didn't say amen, and there's another din kalahim amen, you have the bracha and repeat something, even though it's not shemeh. The two independent ways of being yaitse with someone else's bracha, either shemeh kaine, or a mere Sunday, you have the bracha and repeat something, either or. Bibi Gadim is more aware of this possibility. Right. He's not sure whether that's really truly enough communion between the 2 days and Tosfos. But anyway, I'm not deaf there. It's mashma that that's enough communion between the 2 days. So Bibi Gadim is specific that if it's really true, it could be that the 4 days and Tosfos hold that if you don't hear, the only difference between the 2 days was, is there any Easter and answering Amen if you don't know what block is. I walk into the show and everybody's saying Amen. I don't want to be answered with the bracha. I don't know the chalav that he says, but if you want to answer Amen, so I want to answer Amen also. I must be a good thing. So the pashtus is that one day in Tosfos says it's forbidden to answer Amen. The other day in Tosfos says, what's forbidden? What's wrong? They're saying, Maskin, so I'll also sign your petition. I'm also not. I'll find out later. What I was Maskin, there must be something good. So the fact is that those are the two very contentious things there. And if it's the end of one name, if you don't know what you're agreeing to, knowing that it might be a wonderful thing, because all the swimmers think they are saying, well, but to say that the great thing is a mere domain is not necessarily some other contentious. But the Rabbi Eliezer says that is the Nachgenim to the two sheetahs, the two sheetahs are there. And the Queen Rabbi quotes this possibility, it's specifically we should ask him like that. Would you say, and the Atzamein is good to be made to the bracha, even though he didn't hear any word of the bracha.
They didn't hear it. It's called a rule of Bilaim, Bilaim Makevet. But here, if you cannot hear, like somebody says, then if you don't hear, well, I know that I have to make a mercy at Moses. Now, say Omein would be good. If somebody has to say Abwalter, right?
Whenever you hear a bracha, he's supposed to say Amen. Kol ha'anami kilo ha'ati bracha mitzvah Amen. And even if he didn't say Amen, you go to the Shnei Kohenah. So if you go to the Shnei Kohenah, so why doesn't he write Kol ha'anami kilo ha'ati bracha mitzvah Amen? He goes, no, Amen, go to kilo ha'ati bracha mitzvah Amen. That means he makes a shot of it. L'chatzila and more b'shlei Muslim. The Pashas makes it more b'shlei Muslim. Look how it does the shot. Some of the Pashas wanted to suggest shot in the Rambam, that he meant to say a different word. I'm listening and I pay attention and I'm going to say that only works if you have Kabbalah Shaneh or Kabbalah Mashmiah. We both had in mind, you had me in mind to be mostly me and I had in mind to be Yosef. But I didn't have in mind to be mostly me. Or I didn't have in mind to be Yosef. As long as I said Amen, then I would be Yosef. They mean such a sheep that we mentioned. The sheep in the Kuvvet is in the beginning of Parakalayah. All such a day is from one of the Rishayim, so some of the on the Rambam wanted to say that was the Kavanah of the Rambam. So they sent a letter to the Rambam, is that what he was driving at? So they have in the Shiva the Rambam, he said, no, that's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But from, that's what after all that, he used to say, could be that somehow used to ignore that Shiva. So it could be that that's the Shiva of the Rambam, like this day in the Rishayim, or like that. That's what we mentioned, that one of the Achayim, the Maharaj Dam, has it true that he's opposed to the practice that they have in Siddush Minyanim, that they want to hop around the Meir Brachas right away before you even start davening Shachrit, you have ready Meir Brachas. One person gets up, and he says, all the Zichrit HaShachrit, 15 Brachas, and everybody says, Amen. You have in mind, you want to be Yosei with the Meir Brachas. Then the next one gets up and he says, 15 Brachas, and everybody says, Amen. So they have 30 Brachas. You have a few people. You finish before you even start saying Kabbalah. You have a very bad problem. So one of the Achrenim, the Majdan writes, that he's opposed to this practice, because if he says Amen and you have in mind not to be Yosef with the bracha, then you don't put the bracha on the person. So then the next person can say, the next person, they can all say the Bichat Hashach. But if you don't have the Sadish in mind not to be Yosef, then according to some Yishayim, the good is that when you said Amen, if your mind was blank, even though he didn't have a mind to be made to you, and you didn't have mind to be yoked to the bracha, but the point is, Amishan, you yoked to the bracha anyway. Not only are you yoked to the lay of brachas by saying Amen, you're yoked to the 15th of Hashacha. I'll be number two, you're number one, I'm number two. I'm saying 15 brachas of Atala. I was yoked to the 15th, and the third one is saying, by the brachas of Atala. We're all saying, whoever ain't for Amen was already yoked. So that's the shaila. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva that he never meant that. That's ridiculous, he never meant that. So the question is, so what did he say? In one halacha, he writes the two statements, Shamei Atzoyne, Kol Hanam, Kiyo HaTzitzvah Mitzvah. Isn't it exactly the same? So others want to say that that's the Kabbalah of the Rambam. Shamei Atzoyne, even though Allah Yana Amen, but you have to hear the bracha. Kol Hanam, you don't have to hear the bracha. So that's the question, though. The Rambam claims that that's the Machlokes HaGoyim, and it's questionable whether the Rambam holds like this is in the descendant of. So the pastor says, like you said, the Rambam just needs to say, the more correct way, the mitzvah is when you say, you should pay attention to the bracha, the whole nusach, and say amen as well. And if you didn't say amen, you just follow the hamashemet, and go to the other, you say that way also. But you didn't need to say the two separate halachas, and each one works without the other one.
In your halachas, there's so many brothers you have to hear what you say. Shouldn't
government
or something. That means if a person is dead, can't see you if I can't see you.
They said, in order to be Yaisa, the Kiddush is their Yaisa. Because when I tell you, only Kiddush and Bakkus do it. That whole thing is only needed with the Rabbana. So they made a Takana, you should say Kiddush and Shul, to be Yaisa, the Kiddush is their Yaisa. Other people put Sakyat, they quote Bishin of Chaim Babajana, and there's some treasure Yaisa and Shul like that, that when you hear Kiddush and Shul, you're supposed to have in mind not to be Yaisa, the Kiddush. Because the Takana was, not come to say Kiddush and Bakkus do it. To be Yaisa, the Kiddush is their Yaisa and Bakkus do it. Not just we have to kiddush the rice and shul, then we think kiddush is going to make the chacham happy. The mokum suda. No, you should be able to kiddush the rice and the mokum suda. Some say the rice and the shul, but even if the people in the shul, they hear the chacham say kiddush, they don't have in mind one or the other. They don't know what they're supposed to have in mind. Say, yes, anyone, but you have in mind to be able to, they don't know what they have in mind. Some say the rice are washing in the shul, that lay does not know the end, that it's considered as if everybody has in mind what they're supposed to have in mind. And they're supposed to have in mind not to be related to the Kiddush and Shul, even though they had that blank. They're all listening to the same moment. So the Kiddush is Kiddush. We can see it off again as if they had in mind Kavan Shalom versus the Kiddush. That's against the Rabbi Yehuda. Then he then thought about the Rosh says that, that everybody in the Shul has in mind to be related to the Kiddush and Shul.
Okay.
That even if you have the Ferish Kabbalah Shalom, it's still Yaisa. But in Shulchan Aruch, remember what Shulchan Aruch, we don't ask him like that. We ask him like the Rebbe Rishon, that if you have Kabbalah Shalom, it's still Yaisa. And then number two, even if you're all like that, and it's still great, even if you're all like that Shita, that if you have, even with Kabbalah Shalom, it's still Yaisa, according to the Shita, that it's the same Shita Kabbalah. That's only on the one who did the actual Tila Shaita, he did the actual Mitzvah himself. Well, let's say the others are just Shemei HaKayim, and they have a mind not to be Yaisa, then for sure they're not Yaisa. They didn't say the Kiddush, they didn't do the Tzir Shaif, and they had Kavanah Shalom HaKayim. So they can't say Shemei HaKayim about Kofan. Tell me about the Kayim himself, or the one who said the Kiddush himself. But he'll be Yaisa about Kofan. Shaiyat Abdullah doesn't have to be the Makam Suda. Abdullah can say Shaiyat Makam Suda. So why should the one who says Abdullah... So what is he saying Abdullah for the others?
You can't
do that to
anybody.
No, you can. You can't be less than Yasser. You can't be less than Yasser. But the Allah of Yasser might be...
He could do it, no?
Allah of Yasser might be what's pointless. Let's say, I already said Abdullah. I already said Abdullah. And then there's somebody who didn't hear Abdullah yet, and then who didn't hear Abdullah yet, he doesn't have to say Abdullah. But he might as well can retain Abdullah in order to be Yasser. So the person saying, yeah, I mean, if I want to be Yasser Abdullah later, I don't want to be Yasser now. And there's somebody here who needs Abdullah. I'm committed to say Abdullah solely for the purpose of being like him, I'm not being like him myself. So have in mind that this first Abdullah that I'm saying is only for you and not for me. I'm going to be able to say, so that's also based on the same principle. You have to wait, see it works. You have to wait, see it means. I can say, right, I can say either before or later. Either before I'm being here, say, yes, I already was here, say, I'll call the Mechuli B'Dov and I can do for you. However, when I say Abdullah Shul, let's say, I'm going to say Abdullah Shul. With that in mind, that I'm going to be Yaitse with Abdullah and I want to be Yaitse whoever else wants to be Yaitse with Abdullah, and then I come home, I'm going to have a problem because women is a machlekes in the Shana, but the women are Mechuyim and Abdullah. So usually the women listen to Abdullah, but the husband can't see Abdullah only for his wife. We treat it like Hashem as if it's a sacred dealing with the women and the people. When it comes down bottom line, we pass on Allah Almighty, women are Mechuyim, we pass on Abdullah as their Raisa, and they were just like men, just like women are just as Mechuyim than men. In Kiddush, it was saying that women are just as Mechuyim than men in Abdullah. So if you have a woman who didn't hear Abdullah yet, and there's a man who already said Abdullah, so Allah Almighty didn't say that the man has to say the Abdullah again to be Mechuyim to the woman. That's how we pass on bottom line. But we have Chiyah, the Shulchan Aruch, that they say to write to Shulchan Aruch, that we're not going to treat it as a sacred Adina as to whether women are Mechuyim in Abdullah or not. So it's not proper that the man, the husband should say, the husband should say, Kiddush, should say Abdullah to Shul, in order that he should be able to say, and whoever else wants to be able to have Abdullah to Shul should be able to say, but he's going to go home and say Abdullah a second time to his wife. So it's not proper like Abdullah. He should only say Abdullah to his wife, at the same time he's being able to say himself.
But can the mind
be most
the rest
of the Shul? No. A cousin cannot be like these others who are rest of this thing. Yeah, the other fellow who is not going to go home and say Abdullah to his wife, the young fellow who is already first on this. No, I can say Abdullah Shul, have a mind to be mighty, the others not to be mighty myself. However, yes, so then I'll repeat Abdullah home for myself and for my other guys. That would be legitimate. However, the question is, who are the other people in the Shul? What are the answers with my Abdullah? If there are people who are able to recite their own Abdullah, then what am I saying Abdullah for them? The Allah of Blessed and Mercy is coming from Arabian Zephyr and Sanada Chabitha Rahmanis. He doesn't have to say his own Abdullah. I'm allowed to say Abdullah a second time, or a first time, an extra time to him, but if the other people in Shul can say their own Abdullah. So what am I saying Abdullah only for them? That's not proper. So if Allah wants to have Abdullah in Shul, the Chaz wants to have Abdullah in Shul for the Mercy, whoever wants to be able to with Abdullah, and among those people who want to be able to have Abdullah, those who can say the Lord Abdullah, but you had to have, either they should say, or the Chaz should have in mind, but he's being able now. He's being able now, then how is he going to have Abdullah for his wife? And he's not thinking that children done, so after the battle is slipping. Okay? So he can say to his son, well, don't have a problem, let them say the Lord Abdullah later. Well, what's he going to say Abdullah a second time to them, if they can say the Lord Abdullah? But that's why the best thing to do is, which I'm sure they do, okay. The best thing to do is to have some young women in
the
world. But the guy got married.
By the night, it doesn't make a problem when you're sitting in the room. They are in the
room. Then the Gemara has the next man in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Jinnah, Benshin, is human. The Gemara tells us there are two people that are sitting and eating. and they have finished eating, and then the third person sees, oh, there's two people, and he wants to make a mezuzah, so he runs quickly, washes, and throws down, and says, I'm ready to start eating. So the two people said, why did you rush to wash Amos? You're not going to be able to start to bench Mizrumin anyway, because the Mishnah says, Moshe Shach Utaha, as long as we're all eating together, we finished eating already. We're holding that bench, they're talking and learning. After they finished eating, they're talking and learning, and the third one comes and he washes. The Gemara says, no, this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. You were my son, you were Delilah, because my Alaba. It's a good of blood dessert. They finished eating the meal. The two people were finished eating the main course of the meal. They didn't have any dessert, they're not going to have any dessert, but if they would have brought them dessert, they would have eaten dessert. So even though the third person comes and he washes and he says, I'm eating, he eats, after the first two finished eating already, but since theoretically if they would have brought dessert for the first two, they would have been interested in eating dessert. They already had dessert, they don't eat a second dessert. But usually they don't eat dessert, but if you serve them dessert, they'll be happy. So that's considered as if they're not finished yet. And therefore that's considered Shlosh Shachol Kaha, and they can't bench together. That's a Bina Shulchan Aruch.
That's part of our Lama Shulchan.
Even if they don't have the Dukkah.
That's by Lama.
That is what goes at commenting on the Mishnah line by line. The Mishnah had a din that if the three people, Shlosh Shachol Kaha, the three people ate non-kosher food, then they're not mitzvahed to din. Because we have to have Shlosh Shachol Kaha, a kriyas together. And the Gemara quotes the Gemara from that includes special Rishon made him in Amin. That when Rishon get together and they do something, it's not Mitzvah Yachas that constitute a Chabur. When Tzadikim, the Mishnah says in Tzadikim, the Kiddush of the Tzadikim is said by the Tzadikim, the Kiddush of Rishon, Rala Hem Rala Oilo. When Tzadikim get together to make a convention or they gather together to make a Habudah, so then it's a wonderful thing. When Rishon get together, it's terrible and we don't consider it a Tzadikim. Special Rishon and Amen is not considered a seal. So when our Shlosh Shachol Kaha is a yaser, non-kosher food, it's not considered a seal. We mentioned the Rambam has a different shot in the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, she says, not only don't you bench the Zoom, then you don't say Amos, you don't bench regular benches. You don't say any brothers at all. You talk about the Rambam says. But the Pashup Shah, the other Rishon and Pashup Shah in the Mishnah doesn't go on Amos, he doesn't go on benching. Let's say a person, he's not too religious, he doesn't keep kosher. But bracha is up to you. So the question is, we see him eating the ham sandwich, the tray for the pot chocolate with the ham sandwich. So, and he's going to say a bracha before, he's going to say a bracha after. So we have to tell him, he shouldn't say the bracha, it's going to be a bracha about those. So the Rambam says, if you're eating non-kosher food, then you don't say a bracha before, you should say, you have to tell him, don't say any bracha. And the other time, hold on. Only bench and reserve in it. But to say bracha before, that's okay. That's the Machlokes Rishon. So the Mishnah gives you cases that are questionable. That the person is eating non-kosher food, but it's not exactly so clear. It's a little bit strange, but it's not 100% straight. So if he's not forbid, then he is mitzvah to zim. Then he would, the Rambam would say, you would say Amos, then you would say Dichas Avad, no? So the Mishnah gives, it's all about me, that's kosher, it's straight. That's not to me too. The Mishnah gives an example of the mind. The mind means you buy a teres that grew in Eretz, so buy from an Amor Ores. Amor, it swings up and down that he was not his shulis and maizis, but we just don't believe him. Because the man after mine, they were poidek, and they saw that even though Rav Amor is not for him, but there was a need, they were not sadactic and atrocious maizis, so they say, even though Amor is not for him, but there was a need, the Rav Amor is not for him, but the need is there, they're born, they're not allowed to eat the mice. So the Mishnah says, what if you want to have you ate the mice? The bread was the mice, and it was never mice, they were mice when they were born, you don't have to be mice for shumah, truly, even the Amorites were medakticam, but the Maitis, they were not medakticam. So he ate the Mai, and he forgot to be Mafish Maitis, and the Mishnah says, Nirgifela, you can bench the Zun. And for the Ramah, you can recite the Chamot. So the Mosek like Takasha, why? Well, they cause you to lay 10 lines to the bottom of Yen Zayna. The Mosek Takasha, why? Because it's 20 Takasha, and you're going to have are you going to say, only Macholos are through the right here? I'll continue to trace Macholos are through the bottom. Not the Mosek says, I'm going to say, it's not enough. The Mishnah gives an example if you ate Tevil. So the Gemara has cheese, the table is a tray, so the Gemara says, well, you took out the table of several with the Rabbanan. The Gemara has done on the base, and then Zion is based on the second white line. Let's see if the table of the Rabbanan has to draw me, what's an example of the table of the Rabbanan? If it's not the Otsi, it's Sha'ein or Nakur. If something grows in there, it's been thrown in the cocktail, it's still going to hold the right. But if it grew in a flower pot, it has no hole on the bottom. So whatever grows in here is the anything from the upper here. It's not the anything. So this upper in here, even if we're living in Eretz Yisrael, but the upper in the flower pot is not Eretz Yisrael. If you take off from Eretz Yisrael, you detach it from the ground. That is Eretz Yisrael. It's not outside of Eretz Yisrael anymore. We mentioned we have a mini that's when the Chavi Kadisha is very related. We put a fire to Israel on the eyes on different parts of the body. So the Achranim points out, it's a Shvera mini, we don't fully understand it. If you take off it, and then you detach it, it's a fire to Israel. It's a fire to Israel. Yeah. It's a fire to Israel. So then the Gemara says the favor, that if you have several problems with the Rabbanon, even though it's only Machorot HaShemus and the Rabbanon, still the Din of the Mishnah does apply, that you cannot bench the Zuman. According to Rambam, you cannot say, Birchas HaMen and Birchas HaMon. And nevertheless, if you said, well, they can bench the Zuman. So the Gemara is what? The Gemara is called Zidra, the Gemara and Zainam and Alfa. If I call it called Zidra, and so the Gemara is... That I mean, they were never machmas. You see that it's not even tevel with the rabbonim, it's a pesachumre. Tevel with the rabbonim not to eat it, despite the fact that it's not tevel, it's like a hachoke. You shouldn't do this, let's just remind you being tevel. But they never really declare that the mai is the achim of tevel with the rabbonim. And then, even though you're related on Easter, but you don't really consider the food machal of tevel. That's what the Gemara ends. That's how we talk like this too. They never machmas on the Easter of the mai with respect to Ami. What does it mean, Achsanya? Who is Achsanya? The text is quote from Achlekes Amar Roin in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Did I not from Achimachimim? Yom Shatim Achsanya, Achsanya often means the soldiers who are traveling, the troops who are traveling. The Yom Shatim Yerushalmi is that if you have Jewish soldiers in the Jewish army, human soldiers, they're traveling around, that they don't have the bank account is over there, wherever they live. They have all their money on the bank, but they have a few pennies in their pocket. So since they don't have access to all of their money with them, they have a checking account, and they're going with the checks, so they have a status of Russia. But the Gemara Mishnah, the Mishnah has a deal. Let's say you have Lekha Chikoteya. Okay. Let's say you have Lekha Chikoteya, so only Aniyam are allowed to take Lekha Chikoteya. The person is in Russia, I'm not going to take that. And the Mishnah gives you a definition. What they said, honey, a person doesn't have a steady job, he doesn't have a steady income to make a living, and he also does not have so much money in a bank account that he would need to live on for 1 year. His man on Mishnah, that would be Mazdayim Ruth. 200 Ruth is how much he would need to live on for 1 year. So if he has a steady job, so he has a financial that is not called the money. Or if he has Mazdayim Ruth in a bank account in savings, then it's also called the Nashim, it's not called the Nashim. What happens is he's a very wealthy man, but he's traveling somewhere. He's over here to Shabbos and he doesn't have all the money with him. He doesn't have any money with him. But then the Mishnah says he has the status of the money and it's permitted to pay. Rekha Shikha pay. It says in the Mishnah, Ashirim, or Balabatim, however, you mock him the Mokkoim, are permitted to take Tzedakah because only who brought Asher has the status of the money. Remember years ago, the boys used to, a lot of boys in the shiur used to go to Rabbi Gilel's shul on Shabbat afternoon. There used to be shiurim there. One time I thought we used to give a shiur in Tmure. And obviously used to listen to Rabbi Gilel's drasha. So then after Havdolah, after Shabbat was over, Havdolah. So instead of the boys walking back, they were petting. They had no money. So Rabbi Gilel used to open up the pushkit. And the shiur was like, I need to give the boys money to go by car. So they felt very uncomfortable. They were taking money. So you always used to quote that Mishnah, that Balabai, so Evan Malkin Lamachin, has to give the money. He stayed the same. He's allowed to take money from the tzedakah. And he doesn't have to give the money back to the tzedakah later. The boys always would give back. So he said, well, he didn't. You don't have to give it back. So that's one shot in the Yerushalmi in this Mishnah. When it says, Machir Matanim Dmaibah, so Achtanya Dmaibah is just a repeat. Aniyim are permitted to eat tomorrow. It's only a chumim of the Rabbanon, they never instituted it for Aniyim. And Achtanya means the soldiers who are traveling, they're all at the Nami, any Balabas, the Zogim, the Mokim, the Mokim, so he has a din of an Ani, Baruch Hashem. if he doesn't have the access to his assets right now, where he is, as a status of an army, and that's legally, strictly speaking, that's not lawful. Whoever is an army is permitted to lie. That's the one shot that the Rishonim gives. That we're talking about Achzani Yisrael, we're talking about Jewish soldiers, and because they don't have their money with them, they have the din of an army and they're allowed to eat. Then Pesach gives another pshat to the Yishalmi, another Madan Yishalmi learns pshat, Achzaniya means Achzani Shalmachrim. That if the Goyish soldiers come into my home and they say they want food, I'm permitted to feed them tomorrow. The Fektos HaKashak, we're giving the Zaylis of Tresis also. He won't call non-Kashak, because there's no reason either in giving them Nachrim. He's not, it's not to show them it's been there, so what's the problem? The Tyson Bayar said this is a strange answer. Tyson says, it's not for the fact that it's only tomorrow. If it would have been real Tevel Gomor, it would have been forbidden. Tevel Lo, you're not allowed to give Tevel Gomor. Why? The Barea Chayvoy, the Mamono Shal Kayim. What do you mean Barea Chayvoy, the Mamono Shal Kayim? What does that mean exactly? The Tyson understands the means like this. The government has a law. It's a non-Jewish government in our society. The government has a law that when the troops come to your home, you're obligated to give them food. So if you're going to give them several, and part of the several belongs to the Kohanim, 2% is supposed to be given over to the Kohanim, and then 10% of what's left is supposed to be given to the Levim, and 10% of what's left is for that, of course, you might be shaming, might be running, so I'm cheating the Kohanim, the Levim, and the Aniim, from over to this. If I give several, you can prepare a chayvoy. The Mamanu shall call him lazy, the honey. That's an act of guilt. That's how Tosis presents it over here. That's based on the Gemara. The Gemara has a thing like that in the Torah. That if the tax collector comes, the Jewish tax collector comes in Eretz Yisrael, the country is run by Goyim, and the tax collector comes in and says he wants 30 bushels of grain. I open up the drawers in my farm, and I say, take the 30 bushels. And it happens that everything is said, but I wasn't offered shit. But the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that because he cheated the Kohanim and the Levim, the Aniim, means the prayer of Chayim, and the Menashe shall come. That's the expression that the Gemara uses there, regarding several Gomes. On the left-hand side of the Yomud, next to this basis, they tell you, I and Hatred, you should look in the face of an enemy. What does it mean, I and Hatred? So there they have a slightly... The place is right there in Erevin on Dr. Yisrael on the base, that even though Tevel is Mutabano, but the Mishnah says you're not going to feed it to your Behem. So Shaila, why not? Well, you have to be Mafresh, Trumus, and Maizis before the Behem is. Ish can eat, Ish can go. Maybe I feel Ish can go. You're not allowed to feed Tevel to Behem, but what's wrong? The place is leaving it, even though it's Mutabano, but Hanor Shal Kiloi, that you're not allowed. A Shaila, whether there's been Hanor Shal Kiloi, and he said, there is, and he said, there are Bonan, the Machlekes, the Mishmanorach, and the Machlekes, the Rishon. Whether this din that you're not allowed to get on Osho, Kilos, and Tevel is the right of the Rabbanu. You're not allowed to do that, and Dabba Mablikim is learned that from a prophet. So the Shabbat, is that a Drosh Gemurah, or is that just an Asmachim of the Rabbanu? But whatever it is, it's a din mentioned in the Mishnah. So if I have Tevel, for sure I'm not permitted to feed it to Goyim, because that's how Osho Kilos. If it's Musa Lalai, if the government requires of me, if the government doesn't require of me, soldiers or those guys, one of them are just walking into my house and they're eating the soup. I'm not mukhayyad to tell him, just a minute, before you eat, I have to do every religious ceremony, be mafish mukhayyad. But if it's my obligation to feed them, if it's the Goyish government and everything so requires of all of the civilians, they should feed the troops who come to their home, so then it's my halor. Then I'm being neder, I'm fulfilling my obligation by giving them a food. So it's considered as if I'm getting halor by feeding them. So that's halor shall feed with it, that's all. I call him, that's the makhayyad to shaman be civil. We pass him.
this Mishnah with this Gemara appears as well in Sochin, that if you eat tray for matzah, you're not getting to the mitzvah matzah. Oh, a matzah shall tevel, or shall hegdish, or shall like the shem chutz min yishalayim. So it says that you're not getting to the mitzvah. Oh, a matzah shall deny. So why you're to the mitzvah matzah? The Gemara has the exact same to be everything from the beginning to the end. All Aliyah is wrong there, and there is in the same thing that we've done. This whole mission is repeated in the human system. Whenever the din requires you should have something, the food that's kosher, and you're eating something that's a little questionable, but it's not absolutely trace. It's not really, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not really trace. But then we consider it kosher food. So the mission gives this example of demai, lefi bekilo. The bekilo say they never declared even with the rabbonim that demai is terrible. They declared it's a chumah with the rabbonim. That's why you have so many kulos in demai. No, it's something you trace from the Rabbanon, that's the Gemara non trace that we mentioned. You have several problems in the Rabbanon, so that's trace is trace, even if it's problem with the Rabbanon. But the Gemara is not even trace from the Rabbanon, it's not even terrible, I feel with the Rabbanon. If it would be an official kiwi that I am not allowed to give, then it would be even if I say, let's say I know I have 100 bushels. So I'll give them 30 bushels, but then I'll give the Kahanim 2% of the 100.
Okay,
but if it's a shem kiwi, you're not allowed to take off, then he wouldn't be allowed to do it even this way either. No, 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 that would be the difference.
So the both is there, am I correct?
Yeah.
On the side of the Gemara, he points out, I hate it, that it's a variation of, it's different from what they write here, but the both Gemara. Ano shem kiwi is Gemara in Gemara Madlikin, and then the price of a mind of a mother shem kiwi, that's the Gemara in the door. They are paying taxes.
Yeah.
They're both curious. Then the Gemara has, if I ate, Maita Risha Shanitla Shumatai, I'm at Paris to bench Mizul. What do you mean Maita Risha Shanitla Shumatai? That's I'm a lady. And the farmer gave me the 10% Maita Risha. The answer I get, he says in the Chumash, and the end of the Pasha's Kerach, after the Levim get the Maita Risha, we're supposed to take out Maita and Amaita, and give it away to the Kohanim. So it says, Maita Risha, and that I took out the Shumat Maita Shabo. But then it's had to go. Because when I didn't take out the mice and my mice, it's terrible. So you're not allowed to eat it, and you wouldn't even start to bench from Zuma. But if I did take it, the Gemara is cheetah. The Gemara is kosher la mahajim and a mahajim. Why did the Mishnah mention that? Deny means that there's something wrong and a twist. Even though you're not allowed to eat it, it's only a chumah. It's not really called machalas asur. What are you going to say, Mike? The reason you should listen to Shabbat, but it's 100% kosher, had to go. So the Gemara says, no, Mishnah means to tell me, don't take me up sheep on the bottom of Menzayin and all. So this Sugya appears, Shabbat Erev and stuff, from all the various Gemara, they repeat the whole Sugya appears. So the Gemara says, well, Nitzach Elad is the following Chiddush Din. There is Rashi quote, there is a Pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, very shreya Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Nevayoscha v'demacha loyta achir. That's in Pashtein the Pasuk. Nevayoscha v'demacha loyta achir. What does the Pasuk mean? Hashmer quote. So the Ben Ezra quotes a funny shot from one of the Karoim that it means when you get married you should try to have children right away. Malayoska means when the wife is pregnant. She's Malaya. And the Macha means the Shechvazera. So you shouldn't postpone getting married and you shouldn't postpone having children. You should have right away. So the Ben Ezra laughs at the Karoi. It should say Fakir. The Macha Malayoska like that. The whole thing is a joke. That's not shot. What is shot and fuss? Very short shot. So the Gemara in Temura, the first verse in Temura says that this Pasuk is telling me the Isser not to be Mishan of the Seder Haas Roshan. That you first have to be Mafish Bikurim when it's still Mechuba Lekarka. And after Mafish Zayin Bikurim, then you have to be Mafish Truma Gedoyla. And after Truma Gedoyla, then you Mafish Maite Rishan and then Maite Shemi. If somebody's Mishan of the Seder Haas Roshan, so the Yezid is going to be Chal. That's how the Gemara brings it in and still give it. The Gemara has a machlokes abai berazim. Whenever the Torah forbids you from doing something, and you went ahead and you did it, it's called milta damachmana leitzal. When the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, you went ahead and you did it. You went ahead and you did it. You say mahani that it's bal. You did an avera, or you say no, it's not chal. If the Torah forbids me from doing it, I had no right to do it. The birch nishkin balabot. So I had no right to do it. So it's not going to be chal. So it's machlokes abai berazim. The Gemara says, what's an akimim? What case? That if somebody made smoother. You know, if I have a carbon and I decide I want to give a better carbon or a less expensive carbon, so I want to switch it. So the Torah says it's a Kurdish, that you're not allowed to do it. And if you did it, all you lose more out to your Kurdish. It says what the result is. So there's no machlokes on that. So the Gemara says, what are you going to say? I'm a Kurdish and Nation Tish. There's no machlokes, of course, everybody agrees that Kurdish and Nation Tish is not come. Mikar Shachai Milavim. The din is that the Kiddushin is Tal. The holiday is the Kiddushin is Tal. Not the holiday. The Machlaik Zabai Verod and the Rebels is there. He's the Holiday like Rebbe Kivi, Holiday the Chacham. The way that they have a Machlaik. What? A Ganef steals something, he's not allowed to steal. So the Ganef has Kinyon Ignaiva, but he's not trying to look at it. And if he's kind of machinist, he's kind of machinist. So fight it. So where is there a machlokes between between Abai Barabba? What? It says when you do Ketzira Tatrua, so you have to leave Komo. You're not allowed to cut everything. You have to leave Teya. You have to leave Teya in the corner. So what's the deal if you went ahead and you cut off the Teya? So there's a pasuk that says you have to leave Teya B'Tomash. But Hatzchila the mitzvah begins to have a mechuber, not to cut off the corner of the field. And then the Eber, the Tanon learned out from Avibu, from the Yitzalosh, and then the Pasuk, that you might be staying in the Natalosh also. So even though he violated the Easter of God Chalosh, so he violated out there, but he had the Eber, he still to be might be staying. So where are you going to have a mechuber? What comes out? Either the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it is no Nafkamina, or there's some slight Nafkamina over there somewhere. It's a little obscure. It's a little, it actually has two shots in the end of the Gemara. So in the context of this sugi, it goes on and on in this sugi. In the context of that sugi of Nusata Machmano Esavid, Yogadmahani, if he did something that he wasn't supposed to do, can it bring about a chalos? Or he say, no, we cannot pass. But it sounds like it's a theoretical Machmano that doesn't have too much practical Machmano at Medina, that's the Pashtut. So in the context of that sugi, the Gemara says, well, what's the din in this kind of a case? The Heberman is Machrish Maitarishan before he's Machrish the Truma. And it's in violation of the din of Yosef and Machal Oysar. Would you say that even with the Eved it's not Chal because he did wrong, but with the Ferish and Mishnah it says that it is Chal. So the Gemara says, no, that's an exception to the rule that the Pesach exists. Then the Gemara says, what if you're supposed to be Machrish Truman Min Al Yosef? If I have a lot of potatoes, a lot of tomatoes, and some are not so tasty, and others are very good, so it says, Barim Chem is Chel, you have to make, take the Lufko. But what if he goes ahead and he takes the Shlache Seiret? So maybe one would say that he owed his life money. Maybe if he's not the fulfillment of the din of Dinah Mufkar, he violated the din of bringing Mafish Chelbo, maybe say that he ever is not called to the Mufkar. No, that's an exception to the rule. So every case that comes out, that there's no Nafkinina by the rabbi, everybody has to agree. Every case came out. Either every case that came out, every case is covered with a book. So in the middle of that sugi, the Gemara says that the pshat in this pasuk, the Rav for the Machaber Acher, is referring to one who's Mishana the Seder HaHafrosh. How in the world does it fit into the pasuk? The pshat from the Karoi is Mishana. He said something. He said, "The Rav for the wife is pregnant." The Machaber hasn't made it. So how are you going to send the Rav for the Machaber goes on what? The Rashi has a pshat. Rashi on the Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim on this pasuk in Shmos Chazayit and Rashi on the Gemara writes the same pshat. Malayotka means when the tzvua is fully ripe, then the mafish bikurim. So bikurim is supposed to come first. And that's supposed to be ma'achad the bikurim. You shouldn't wait, and the mafish is bikurim till after the truma. And the macha is what we call the truma. Why? Miloshin dimua. What is medama? Medama means not the mind. The mind means when you buy the mind. When it's mixed. When you have truma mixed in with chulin. So that's called dimua. So what does it mean over here? Why is it the macha? It means that the tevel, that's what you say, the tevel, the gemara needed called the tevel, the truma tzichadeh. You're not allowed to eat tevel because you can see that the truma is floating around the assembly. Even though you weren't kodesh and truma, it doesn't matter. Whatever is tevel is considered as if the truma is mixed in. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi admits himself he's not too sure why it's called the macha, but the kashi, the son of that's the pshat, he got said. Now Malayotkami is referring to the bikurim, which is supposed to be mafrish. Other than the Tov Sadeh, and he sees Tamish and Dikor, it's right and it's fully right. But then it's mafrish bikurim, that's Malayotka. When it's fully right, it's one of the Zayin Minim. And the macha is a lashon atayre, like the lashon in the Mishnah of meduma, that all tevel will be called meduma, the truma psichadei, the truma is mixed in. Hashvera pshat, but that's how the chacharim had a kabbalah, that's the pshat in that process. You're not allowed to be mishnah and say the half roshon. Here the Gemara talks about a situation where the farmer, Rashi explains, the lady comes to the farmer, and he convinces him why he should be mafrish the Maitre Rishon before his Mafrish, the Truma Gedolah. What's the reason? The Levi convinces the farmer that the Kohanim are rich enough and the Levim Nebuch can use a break. They could use a little more money. So let's say you have 100 bushels of whatever, potatoes or tomatoes or oranges or fruit or whatever. The normal, you took care of that, you have the Bikurim. Now you have, after Bikurim, you have 100 bushels. So under normal circumstances, the din is, when I tell you, you can give a mashu, chitachas, sateres, kolakri. You give a mashu, or you can give 99.99% of truma, and throw it on your mitzvah. The mission is just as you can't give, you can't be so generous, you give 100% of truma, but you have to give rations, shesherevi come, you have to leave something off. So there are many other rights, you can either mashish anything from a mashu till 100% minus a mashu. But what's the normal, what's the average? So the mission says, normal, that you give half of the mission. Benin, Adam Benin gives 2%. If he wants to be a little stingier, so he only gives 1 out of 60, and he wants to be very generous, he'll give 1 out of 40. But a normal person in Adam Benin would normally give Echad Mechamishim, so he's going to give 2 bushels first as Truma Gedolah to the Kohen, and then he has 98 bushels left. Then Taisha says he gives 2 days, and Taisha gives the Pashta, so he gives 9.8 as Maitre Rishon. So the lady comes and he gets Shachmanis from the farmer. Why should I only get 9.8? If he has 100 bushels only, he's only going to lose 0.2 bushels of this. So the world is not going to come to an end. Unless he has 5 million bushels. 0.2 times a lot, he multiplies. That's a lot of food. So he has to tell you that the Kohanim are rich enough to get so much picking up then, to get flesh in the chat with the ocean. Give me a break, we mafresh first to my division. So the farmer says, okay, so he gives 10% of 100 bushels, so the lady gets a lot more. That's what Rashi always describes. Whenever the Gemara talks about this case, he says, the lady comes to the farmer, and he convinces him that he should do like that. So that's the Shiloh. So the lady convinced the Yisrael to do an affair. He's doing wrong. So the Gishan of the Seder HaFroshes. The Rashi and Masech HaShabbos writes, no, the only time it's an affair is after Meruah. We're talking before Meruah. If it's all the Shibomis, the Gemara says, if you harvested, you detach, cause minus two mechubal karka. The Mishnah says you can't be mafish even if you kohir Hashem, it's not going to be found. After you were kohir it, after you harvested it from the ground, you detached it, so then if you'll be kohir Hashem, truma ma'isa will be found. But there's no isa tevel deraisa until after the ruach plus via sne abai. You don't think you removed all of the tzedus from the yaichal and you piled it up to amir goyrano. That you piled it up, Kamegarana means you piled it up in a, that's called Meruacha. Removing of the Pesodos from the Ocha, and you pile it up. Rashi has done all over in Shad, he piles it up neatly, and he Machlika Baracha, and he smooths off the top. The Rambam never has done that condition. Achrenim Asun, the Rambam does not agree with Rashi. The Rambam just quotes, he will me, you remove the pesodos from the yachal and you piled it up. Not just that it's laying all over the farm, the barn, and he piled it up in a neat pile. Frankly, he doesn't have to make it food on top. So detail my choice. So in order to become tevel deraisa, that you're mechuyev min aseret din mafresh trumas demaisis, and if you lead it without being mafresh, you'll be chayav nisi b'dei shamayim, 1 week's tevel with nisi b'dei shamayim. So you have to have first niruach in that order. First you have to have niruach, and then afterwards, reifnei bayis, you bring it into the house. If you only had Meruach, then it's only need to tevel with the Rabbana. If you need Achilas Keva, need Achilas Aroi is Muslim. If you need Achilas Keva, then it's a need to the Rabbana. So the Gemara here is talking about a case where the lazy comes to the farmer and he convinces him to be Mishana, the Seder HaFroshes, before the Meruach. It's all the Shidolim, the Gemara says. It still has the Psalmist attached. As Rashi writes in Masech HaShabbos, he didn't convince him to do any Avera. The Avera, Madras with the Machalos HaAcher, only sets in when there's a Chiyuv HaFroshim in Avera. After Niruach, and Yiras B'nei Abayt, and Yimuchid in Avera, and he said, Tevel HaFroshim, so then you have to do the HaFroshim in the proper order. But if he's not Muchid in Avera to do any HaFroshim at all, the meaning that the HaFroshim will be Chal. After he detaches from the ground, before the Niruach, and Yiras B'nei Abayt, if he'll do HaFroshim, it'll be Chal. But he's not Muchid to do the HaFroshim. Rashi cannot say that he's in violation of anything. He sees it doesn't exist. Rashi and Beitza talks about the same topic, the end of the first second Beitza. Rashi talks about the same topic about Higdim of the Shibolim. So Rashi over there writes that the lazy convinced the farmer to be Marim Lavar al Aishan, to violate the Issa. So that's why he has to say, Rashi and Shabbi said it's Mutter.
Rashi Aaron says that, and Rashi basically writes that he convinced him to be Mar Mavar Iser. So some of the Achraim write, if you read the Rashi Shlomi, he doesn't say he didn't Iser. Marim, Haromah, Udun Mechiret Chomet, that's called the Haromah. So what, Rezon, by you or by Munson? No! Haromah means a legal fiction, but it's legal. It's a legal fiction, it's a loophole, it works. That's what Rashi means over here. Harim Mavar Iser means, he wasn't Iser, he did a Haromah. He says, do me a favor, I can use more, I'm poorer than the Kohanim. The Kohanim only get 2% and I get 10%, but there's so many more Levim than there are Kohanim. So their 2% is divided among 10 people. My 10% is divided among 1,000 people. Do me a favor, be Mafresh, the Meister, Risha, before the Shulam Gola, but be Mafresh is before Meiruch and Leah Shabbat, so he won't be over on anything. So he didn't do any of it, but he did a Zeibu. He did a legal... He did a haram to avoid violating the Yisrael, but Kenegan wasn't a Torah. The Torah wanted you should give first 2% to the Kohanim, and then afterward give. He did in a way, right, he did in a way that he didn't violate. So that's what Achayim says. So there's no steer in the Rashi. Rashi writes that it's a haram. So what's the halacha? So what's the halacha? So the halacha should have been, if you wouldn't have any tefillin, the halacha should be like this. The farmer takes out... First, he takes that 10% and 100 units goes, 100 bush. Takes that 10% Ma'aseh Rishon, but he didn't take out any Trumas Gadol yet. So the pashtus is that not only the remaining 90 bushels does he have to take out 2% of the 90 bushels and give it away to the Kohanim, and then take out 10% of what's left and give it to Ma'aseh Sheni. But the pashtus is the Ma'aseh Rishon, the 10 bushels that he was mavish on Ma'aseh Rishon. And not only do you have to take out mice and mila mice and give it to the Kohanim, you have to take out 2% and give it to the Shem of the Gaimah. It's Tevelot, the mice Rishon, is double the Shem of the Gaimah, and in addition to which, double the mice and mila mice, it should be double Tevel. You have to take out the both Matanas, Alti Pashtus. So that's what the Gemara says, not so. We learn that from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Harim Maitim, Manishu Mat Hashem, the Levim, the farmer gives the Levim, the mice Rishon. So the lazy has to be mafresh maisa and amaisa only in starting. That's it. Maisa and amaisa, maisa and lachem, lachem of gogo, chumas maisa and amaisa. Once you are mafresh already, the maisa lishan first, once you are mafresh maisa lishan first, then you only have to take out chumas gogo from the 90% that's left. The 10% that you declared is maisa lishan, all you have to take out is maisa and amaisa. It's no longer tabula tabu, the chumas gogo. Then the Gemara asks, Omer on the bottom line, says all over in Shas, the same Chagam, Omer Rafafim Abayi Hachi, why do you only apply this to the case of Hezim of the Shibolim, when the farmer was not just, the nice division before the Shum of the Gaila, the Shibolim, before Meruach, what if it's Hezim of the Kri, what if the farmer already did Meruach, and he said, we have Pnevais, and it's Tevul Gomam in Atahira, and then say the same thing. And then there is an issue that is then the farmer will be in violation of the Yisrael and the Yisrael and the Yisrael and the Yisrael and the Yisrael. But it's still going to be Chal. The Gemara is more going down from the Pasuk. That here you say, he offers Mahani, that if in the Shana to say that even in violation of the Yisrael, the Hafrasha will be Chal. So why do you only apply the Zin, the Zin, the Bishibolim? The lady was Magdim. The lady convinced the farmer to be Magdim. To be Makrish, the Maitrevision before the Trum of Dolo, when still Bishibolim at a time that the Atrash is covered, that Amukhi is to be Makrish, even if it's Dino decree, even if it's after a Tebel Gomim and Atar. You have a Pasuk that says that you never have to take out Trum of Dolo and Maitrev and Amaitrev in the same thing. It should always be the same thing. But the Gemara says no, because we have another Pasuk that says, Mikol Matnes Sechem Tavim, that's the top of all the days. We have two Sukim. One Pasuk says that the Levian, that there is mashma, not only does the farmer have to take out 2% from the gedolah from his, even the lady has to take out 2% from the gedolah from his maitrevishon. And the other pasuk seems to imply that the lady never has to take out 2% from the gedolah. So that's the way to far end for this period. If the farmer was not with the maitrevishon before the truma, after the Yitzhak Tebel said it already, then he has to take both Shulma Gdela and Maitam and Amaitre from the Maitavishan. But if he was Magdin, he was Mafrish, the Shikob, and his Mafrish the Maitavishan before it became Tevro, then he's in a place. That's telling more than the time to shot in the first. He put it through the window. Yes, yeah, so that's not called Riyas Tenebla. then you only have the Megillah. You didn't have the Riyas and Abbas. You didn't have the Riyas and Abbas. So this is as a Shiloh, what's the deal? So this is a Menachis, and that's why Mazayin has 2 days. This halacha that if you had Meruach and you didn't yet do the Riyas Bnei Abayus, as is the Misha Tevel with the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. Chilas Arei you're allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. So one day in Taisa says that's only if you didn't do Riyas Bnei Abayus yet, and you have an opportunity to do Riyas Bnei Abayus later, at which time it will become Tevel Deraita, but before you made it into Tevel Deraita, then you're not allowed to eat Achilas Arei. But what if you did something, you took it through the window, you took it through the ceiling, the window on the ceiling, and then the Gemara says that it's never going to become Tevel Deraita. Even going to take it out and bring it in again, so it's never going to become Tevel Deraita. The Taisus has a machlokes, one day in Taisus says that then there isn't even a mitzvah achilas keva. That's a Gemara. You have something which is never going to become Tevel Deraita, so then you don't have the chumra midrabanan prohibiting you from eating achilas keva. Taisus has 2 days about that. So here on this Gemara, there's a famous Mishnah Melech that one of the latest foreign discussed. Mishnah Melech just discovered a Yerushalmi. He doesn't say on his own anything. He just quotes a Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, in Maisrus. The Yerushalmi has an interest in Kiddush. The Pashup Shad, when we learn the Gemara, the Pashup Shad is that the 10% that the Levi has, the Levi went and he convinced the farmer to be makir 10% first before he gave the 10% to him. So the 10% that he was makir, the shibolim before the miruach, the vish ne'abayim, it's only tevel ha-tevel, the ma'isim and the ma'isim, and it's not tevel the shumuk there. So the Yush, how could it be? So what happened to the tevel the shumuk there? The answer is, so the ma'isim before it became tevel, it's the exim of the shibolim. So when he's got to make the miruach, the Riyas Bnei Abayus, it will never become tevel with respect to truma. The 10% will not. The 90% that's remaining will become tevel with truma gedola and will become tevel amai b'sheni. But the 10% into the already had a shame amai b'rishon before he made the miruach, the Riyas Bnei Abayus, it's never going to become tevel at all. Truma gedola. That's the pashut shem. But Mishnah Melech quotes him strongly where it says that it's not so. It's not exactly so. The result is with nafkaminas halacha amai too. The fourth is, the Yishami says, when you do the Niruach and the 10% that you were mafish before the 2%, it becomes tevel both for Truma Gedola and for Maisim and Amaisim. The only thing is that under normal circumstances, when the farmer does everything to Shura, and he does the Niruach and the Yishami Abayis first, and then I say, everything becomes tevel of tevel of Truma Gedola, the Lamaisim Rishon, the Lamaisim Sheni, and everything. So I say, you cannot kill two birds with one stone. You cannot be able to kill two chagas of Russia by doing one of Russia. What are you going to say? Look, I'll be makrish ma'isim and ma'isim, which has the status of Shuma Gedalilah, which has the status of Shuma Gedalilah. There's a Mishnah in the Ila. It says like this. The din is, there's a machlekes we must discuss. There's a machlekes ha'paran. Let's say a person eats chagas. So he gets malchus. He's in an aveira. He gets malchus. How much chagas does he have to eat? And it's machlekes ha'paran. He fasts in kazayim. Rav Shimon holds kosher with the malchus. Rav Shimon, the time of Shem Bachai, holds the makas and the chulin that if you eat a less than a chatishir, it's not only awesome and atari, you get malchus. And we don't pass like Rav Shimon. We pass in order to get malchus, the Mishnah says the makas, you have to eat a kazai. How much, why do you have to eat a kazai? They don't have to eat a chulin with a kazai. So let's say he has a ham sandwich. And he doesn't have so much ham. He has a lot of bread, kosher bread. He has a little bit. But he's eating, he did an achila. He ate a kazayis, and part of the kazayis was the hair. So maybe I should say, fine, he did an achila on chazak. So that's called hetem etzadli. That's a machleikus ha'tanayim, we pass him out. Ain hetem etzadli. In order to get, whoever wants to get malchus, has to eat a kazayis of the chazak. It's not enough if he eats a chatzizayis of the kosher challah, and a chatzizayis of the nezela, he has to eat a kazayis of the yisr. So they hetem etzadli. Then there's a third machlokes ha'tanayim. What if he eats a half a kazayis, two isur, a half a kazayis of chazer, and a half a kazayis of neveila from a kosher behemoth. Chazer is behemoth meya, and neveila is behemoth share, but it's at least a neveila. But that's right on machlokes, do you say isurim is tazim zen zen or not? Two shamans. So we pass can know. Any isurim is tazim zen. If you want to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis
of an Isra, one Isra has to be Shein Efer. So now the Mishnah has a Shaila. I'm not a Kohen. So if I eat a Kazayis of Truma, I get Malkus. Ozar la Yakov Kodesh. So I'm a Zar. A Yisrael or a Levi who eats Truma is a Zar and he's Zayvan Allah, they're right and he gets Malkus. What if he eats a half a Kazayis of Truma and a half a Kazayis of Chala? Or what if he eats a half a Kazayis of Maisa and a Maisa and a half a Kazayis of Bikur? Or what if he eats a first kedai achiv of tzad, a quarter of the kezayis of bikur, a quarter of kezayis of chala, a quarter of kezayis of ma'isim and ha-ma'isim, and a quarter of kezayis of bikurim, whatever, shumak zel, whatever. So the Mishnah says in the Ile, the law must start in the Yachad, it's mamish shem echor. This is truman, it's all truman. No, mamon kain is another thing. Mamon kain is not the law with the Mishnah of the Shem Ayich, or is that shofar? It's worse. It's all the same. The Mishnah says it's mamish shem echor. This we call Bikurim, that's one kind of Truma, and Truma is not a Truma, and Chal is not a Truma, and Maiz Ma'amaiz is not a Truma, but Atzal Hashem Shem, they're all Truma Mamash. It's not that, it's like saying no trace, no. Chal is one kind of trace, and Tikol Noit is telling me a different kind of trace, and this is, every trace is different, this is a shame, it's Mechotin. But if you have Bikurim, and Chal, and Maiz Ma'amaiz, and Truma is very well, the Mishnah says that's all Shem Echad, and it's Mitzat and Yachad. So under normal circumstances, if you have Tezel, you can't say, well, the tevel is tevel the truma b'daylah, which is truma, and it's also tevel the ma'isim and ha'ma'isim. So I make one hafrosha, whichever is bigger, because the tevel is 2% of the whole. Ma'isim and ha'ma'isim is only 1%. Ma'isim and ha'ma'isim is 1/10 of 1/10. The ma'isim division is 1/10, and the ma'isim is 1/10 of the whole thing. And truma b'daylah, normal people, other than they give 2% of the whole thing. So let's say the farmer will be a white guy. Why should he give 2% of all, and then 1% of all, me, Saka called 3%, let him give the lesser of the two, and I'll say, I want this to, let him give the larger one of the two, let's say, I'll give 2%. They say, I want this to be Oyla, both for the Truma G'dayla and for the Mais Ma'amai. It's like a lechta, what do you mean? You have to give Truma G'dayla the Chul, and you have to have a separate hafrasha for the Mais Ma'amai. So the Yushami learns that that's what the Xerifah calls itself over here. That if Higdimal the Shibolim, if the farmer was Mafrish, the Maisa Rishon first, before Miruach, before the Yisra Temel sets in. And then he makes the Miruach on everything, on the 10%, which is Maisa Rishon, and on the remaining 90%, which is the non-Maisa Rishon. So the 90%, when he does the Miruach, the 90% will become Temel HaTamu Shubu B'Dewa. The 10% will be both. Tevel is, once he does the Miruach, it's going to be Tevel HaTavu, the Truma Gebeila, and Tevel HaTavu, the Maisem and HaMaisem, the Tevel HaTavu, the both. But here, there's a person that says that if you do the one half Russia, you'll be able to go. It's not about that it's not, that there's no Truma Psychabek. No, there is Truma Psychabek. Let's say an afkamina, the Yishami doesn't give, the Yishami gives a different afkamina. Let's say halacha maisa an afkamina. I have tevel over here. I have a tevel. All potatoes. I have another farm that has tevel. And I want all tomatoes, it's all tzvul, whatever, grapes, whatever. And I want to be mafrish from this maisa vishin shekdima v'shibolim. I want to be mafrish an amount that should serve as truma for it and for the other ones to farm. The deal of the pasuk is, if you want to save yourself money, and you'll do the hafrosha of the ma'isa and ha'maisa, that will be oyla l'kan l'kan. The hafrosha of the ma'isa and ha'maisa will be oyla both for ma'isa and ha'maisa, and to remove the fact that it's tevel atal v'shun v'zol. But according to mine, you don't do the hafrosha of the ma'isa and ha'maisa, it is tevel atal v'shun v'zol. It is chai v'shun v'zol, but it will be menachir v'rachir. You can be ma'isa v'shun v'nis and another. You can be ma'isa v'nis and this if you want. If you want to be ma'afish first for Shumma Gbego, you can be ma'afish both. I know because that says if you want to save yourself money, and you're not prepared to ma'afish man ha'maita, then the Halacha will say, it's a little kind of a kind. It'll be able to both. That's the Mishnah Melech, that's the stat and then he finished the Mishnah Melech. You shouldn't understand a part of the Kani, that it's not Chal at all, it simply doesn't become Tavul L'Shumma Gbego. It's not true. When you do the Mimroch, it'll become Tavul L'Shumma Gbego, just like it's Tavul L'Maita and ha'maita. But the Hafrasha, the Maisim and HaMaisa, Zodo L'Kan L'Kan. The Bavli, we don't have any right line with Zodo to indicate, but Yishami is the same. Then Mishma Melech has a pilpul, because the Rambam talks him like that, you show me or not. The first thing he wants to say is Biyak and the Rambam, then he backslides into the Rambam. But it's not talking like it. But the Rambam explores right that they think that the Yisrael of the Yishalmi is correct anyway. Even though the Nafkamina that Yishalmi has is a complicated Nafkamina, not quoted by the Rambam, they think there would be other Nafkaminas who do. But the Eri has a fascinating Chiddush on this Gemara. But the other Rishonim tells us so. He says, why did the Heberman do this stuff over here? Why did the lazy, today are not caught by the farmer that he should be mafresh to my division first because he wants more money. Mm-hmm. He explains not clear. There's so few Kohanim, even though they get only 2%, but there's so few, so they get more than we get, but we're so many living, we only get 10%. So he wants to get more. So he said, the Miri writes that whenever you mafresh truma, there is two inanim on the truma. Let's say this is a bottle of wine of truma. So the truma has an ikaran, it's also a lazar. A non-kain is not permitted to be truma. And number two, it's momen or shevet. It belongs to the shevet kuhuna. Let's say the bottle of wine of truma falls into a big container of wine, and they have 150 units of regular wine, of kulam and sukkanim, against the one unit of truma. So the Mishnah says there's a dimmer rabbanim that you need mayor. That you need mayor of the Rabbanim to be in the Bible of Truma. So if you have 100 units, or 150 units, it's going to be in the Bible. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, after this Bible, Tzorek Laharim. You have to take out, even though the Easter aspect is in this Bible already, but you have to take out one unit of wine and give it away to the Kohen. And why? So the Mishnah calls the Mishnah, because my mind is like Bible. The Easter after is Bible. But the Mammon HaShevet, the Tzachgezel HaShevet, after. The Gemara gives in the end of the day, the Gemara gives Marshall, if I have 5 nickels in my hand, if someone drops another nickel and I can't identify which is which, you don't say, buckle the right, and I put all the 6 nickels in my pocket. Marshall has to give him back one of the 6 nickels. I can't identify which is which. It doesn't matter. Ether is buckle. Tuna is buckle, the Gemara says, but Mammon is not buckle. So that's what the Yishami says, why is Tarek Lahari, why is the tuna get Nizbasel, and the Kulam is Sukkotavan, is buckle the mayor, so why do you have to be Mayorin? Why do you have to set aside? Because even though the Easter aspect of the Truma becomes Mizbatel, but the Mammon is not Mizbatel. So the Ne'iri writes a fascinating Chiddush on Rachel HaMaisa. He says, the Mishnah is telling us that even though... What's the story again? The lady convinced on the lady. I convinced the farmer he should be mafresh the night division, the Shibbolim before the Shunzeva, that he should give the Levim a little more finance. So he went ahead and he said, I'm the lady, I took the night division, then I'm only mafresh night and I'm right there, and I don't mafresh Truma the Gerim. So come that the Kohanim are losing a couple of dollars, depending how many bushels of grain, how many units he has. So the Kohanim are losing. So the Mishnah says that it's kosher. Kosher is I can bench. The Mishnah tell me that it's kosher. It's a kosher. The vice is kosher. Yeah. I mean, that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that you don't have to be mafresh mice and mafresh. You don't have to be mafresh mice and mafresh. But the Miri says, no, it's kosher. It's kosher. But in the ominous Tzorek Laharim, the mice I cheated the Kohen of what he deserves. He says, Allah for the mice is just right by the Chumash and his Batla B'Meyo. The Mishnah says, Tzorek Laharim, here too. Since the Torah says, Morel for the mountain, Los Angeles, there's a Seder. And according to the Seder, the Kohanim are supposed to get a few more dollars, maybe a few thousand more dollars. But since I made a table over here, I cheated the Kohanim, so he says, there's no din of tevel. Once the lady is mafresh, the mice and the mice, the tevel problem of Shemagdal is not a problem. Either I'm yet to two afroshes, it's one, the way the Shami says, oh, it's not tevel at all. But still, the moment it is a problem. So that's the Mishnah telling me the Chiddush. Even though the lady is doing something wrong by eating the mice Rishon, he ate up the whole mice Rishon. And the mice, he cheated the Kohanim, he's going to have to make out a check now to give the Kohanim. And he wasn't supposed to eat it all up. He was supposed to give a certain percentage to the Kohanim, not the Teres Trim of the day. Well, it's not going to be this much Trim though, but the Teres Mominus. If she gives them the Gezo HaShevet, he's not allowed to do it. Nonetheless, that's not called the trait of food. The food is kosher and you owe money. You have to pay the Kohanim. He gains nothing money-wise. That's what the Miri claims. The Miri claims that he gains nothing money-wise.
He did not.
That's what he claims. The Parshat Shatam Ingmar is not so. Parshat Shatam is not like the Miri. Parshat Shatam does gain monetarily. He does gain. But the Miri claims that was, so why does the Mishnah say, as a Chiddush, that he could start the Rimmah? He says, no, that's included in the Chiddush and the Mishnah. Even though the mice say you have to give away purple harim, you would have to keep this shade of planning. And laid up all the mice of Isha, nonetheless he's the character of the zoo.
What does it mean? It's a character. You mean it,
The Rambam quotes the Gemara and Baba Kama does not. He says that if you steal bread, he says you don't say hamayis and you don't bench. Some are by the benching, some it's already kind of cheap. So
you shoot it up before you swallow it.
But the hamayis you wouldn't say. That's the Rambam. Then the Mishnah writes another thing on the first sheet though. If somebody eggs mice, eggs the shemaita shenizdi. This is a nifter. Egg dish is nifter, is nifter. That's a gomer. Kashala mahabim. So what does Mishnah say in the Chiddush that is mitzvah to zimah? Mechatei is not mitzvah to zimah. What do they do that strong thing about pshita? The top of Amad Eiz. And Mark is done. The Mishnah means to come to Yachidush. Hachem asking if Anshin Asana has to come to Yachidush. Hachem asking if Anshin Asana has to come to Yachidush. Hachem asking if Anshin Asana has to come to Yachidush. Hachem asking if Anshin Asana has to come to Yachidush. That the mitzvah of adding on chaymesh, when you fight a hegdish, you're supposed to be most of chaymesh. But yeah, but if you're not most of chaymesh, it's still good. So that's when the Mishnah is telling me that even though there is something wrong, let the guy add on the chaymesh now. So if I would fight a hegdish, I only get carrot. But I didn't eat it yet. But it's still the end. So give the chaymesh now. No dinner, the chaymesh has to be given. So yachad, the rachad together with that. So you still have an opportunity now. So when he goes and he eats it, he makes it impossible now. After he eats it up, it's too late to give it to, he's going to enjoy the what? The chaymesh is for the purpose of completing the pidyon of what? Like a davish lo bovi olam. Davish yekvah ovid mer olam, he ate it up already. So now it's too late. So at the time that he ate the ma'aseh sheni the hegdish, he's making it impossible. He's being mevakel the adayim, the possibility of doing the tesed of chaymesh. But that's what the Mishnah tells me, but it's not trade and food. He did an improper thing. He made it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemay Musa of the Sefer Chemish, which enhances the mitzvah of the Tidyan. But since the food itself was kosher, so that's okay. Then the Mishnah says, Hashem Shoch Gazar, it's a waiter. If you have, let's say, two men are eating in a cafeteria, in a restaurant, and the waiter is also nibbling a little bit, the thing, that's all he ate a kazayah, so the waiter is also mitzvah. Bring him up sheet to enough, as I eat, kosher bread. So why are you even start? He's going in. And the Lord Roim says that Mishnah says this. Roim says this. Mar says no. Since the din requires Rosh Hashanah ka'achas, that the eight clear. So let's take last. The three people are eating in the luncheonette. He's eating in that corner. He's eating in that corner. They don't know each other. He's reading his newspaper. He's looking in the paper. He's listening to Amigim. They have no shakas with each other. So that's not called Rosh Hashanah ka'achas. So one might have thought that the Shabbos is not mitzvah. What does he have to do? The Kamashmar no. Ma was saying the Shamish Moikova, he's not eating the kli for them. The Mashmala, no. Since he's nibbling on the bread as he's serving the table, they are mitzvah and yachad because he's serving them. He's serving their table. But he is mitzvah and yachad. And the Mishnah says that a kusi is mitzvah. So states that there's an achleikah satanah where the kusi in Algeria and the kusi in Algeria are right. This is all the kusi in Algeria and Gemurim that the Geirus is not valid. So of course you cannot be Mitzara for God. So the Mishnah is working on the assumption that the Kusim Agarian. Kusim Agarian. Of course this is only in the early years. Because the first Berakin Hulin quotes on Dafe that Rameir was Geyser. Rameir was in the latest Kusim of the Tanan, after the Kusim Abayis. He was Geyser to treat all of the Kusim like Nochim. Because they found that the Kusim were worshipping as Musiyaina and Agrizim. Some of them were at the other. His other Sarah Mayor was good, but then all the Kusim have a din as a din of Ka'akum. So the Machloek is Sarah Shayim, and that din, that a Kusim is din of Ka'akum, is a Rabbon. What do you mean din of Ka'akum? Bein Lekula, Bein Lekumra. They declared that a Kusim is din of Ka'akum? And that's saying the Kusim died is not Matami Ba'ayo. Mekadosh and Isha, the condition are not Ka'af. Yohokyo. But you say, no, din of Ka'akum, not the same as Ha'ashab is din of Ka'akum. And that's what I've been din of Ka'akum. So the Kusim, even though we don't know who says he's an Abi Abidah, who says he's an Abi Shabbos B'Fahesh, even though we're not sure who's who, we declare all of them the Chumra as Nikam. So that's a big Machlokes to Rishon. The Rambam writes the rock a wild way. The Rambam writes in the Tirush HaMishnah is a Nidah, it's a strange way. The Rambam writes that a Kuzi who dies is not Mitami B'Oyo, because they declare him as a Kuzi. But still it's what that can be. And Ebenezer is a Machlokes to Deshmur, quotes the Machlokes to Rishon. Whether Kusi, Shekidish Isha, whether the Kedushin Achab is not as there.
The man was there, the Rebbe was going with all the Kuzma, the Nikak, and the Bein Lekul, the Bein Lekul, the Bein Lekul, the Kiddush and Anah tells anything, no, it's just Lekul, you treat him like a Akum, if he's Shech the Bein, then he won't be allowed to eat it, but not Lekul. That's a Machlek, it's a Chatzela, how can it possibly be? That's the Tzela, how can it be? Well, Yeshkech, the Akum, like a Dovin, a Tzela, the Kum, they take a Jew, and they get the Chon, and they say, we hereby declare that you're a Goy. How can you pull off such a stunt? How do they declare Bein Lekul, Bein Lekul, that is going to come?
No, but the mayor didn't read that
together. Yeah, he can't allow boys, he's going to declare him a Goy. It's a Hatella, how can you do such a thing?
Trouble they worship Mishiana, that they worship Mishiana, must see that they kept up with their own time.
It's dark over here. It's not so look of that. It's not so there's three day yesh. That's a fascinating chuva. That's Megel Halacha. He says there's a Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Yevamis, where the Gemara says if a goy is Mekadesh a Jewish woman, the man is there. The one Magama says Kiddush and Tosfos Misafek, maybe for Naseret Hashvatos. The last of the simulated Jews. And maybe his mother's mother all the way back, maybe they were Jewish. Maybe, you never know. You see a boy in the street, maybe from the first Ashwat. And then the Gemara says, we don't pass them like that. The Gemara says, we're lived up in the first parish and in the Romans. The Hilchas, the Veshi Kiddush Ishi, this man is the Ein Chosh Ishi in the Kiddush. Why not? He's like, it's not the first Ashwat. I think the British monarchy claims to be descended from David HaMelech, whatever. But the Gemara says, it doesn't matter, even if it's true, the prophet says in Shreyafzar, that the Navi declares that all of the Aseret HaShvatim Vashem Bagadu Kibbonim Zorim Yavagot, once they intermarry and they became so assimilated with the Goyim that we don't know what their past is. So the prophet says Vashem Bagadu, they revolted against the Goyim, Kibbonim Zorim Yavagot, they intermarried the Goyim, so they have the status of the Goyim. So this is a Sharma, that prophet. And the Gemara says, that's the din. That's Aseret HaShvatim as Banu Shazayim going to Murim. Even if you can identify certainly that he's Taka, who are more radical, so there's no Shvatim, and Kiddush and Tosfos. So is that a Hayrasha? The Navi only says, Hayrasha, I yoytim in a klal. Or is he saying a din with David, that whenever the Chachamim determine that a group of people have gone so far away from the main stream of Yiddishkeit, that they look like Goyim, the taka, the kedushas is always taka. It's not just the hayrasha for that Aseret HaShvatim. It can apply in other cases as well. So that's what the 3DH points out, that the Rambam and these Rishayim, this small group of Rishayim, hold that it's love that the hayrasha by the Aseret HaShvatim. That's how that Meir did this stunt. Goes Ralei Masom Ka from the Chol Divrayim, the Bein Lekul, the Bein Lekul, the Chacham determined that the Kusim went so far away from Yiddishkeit, that they felt that there's no similarity, living or dead, and you have to declare them as Goyim Gemurim, and that's it, Bein Lekul Bein Lekul. And then there's a Machlokes HaGoyim, and there were many, many Goyim who are of the opinion that if a Jew becomes a Mishumdus, a private Jew becomes a Mishumdus, we know who he was. We remember him. He still goes with a Jewish name. If a Jew becomes a Mishumdus, also Bashem Bar Gadol, he loses the Kedushas Yisrael. I think more said the Pharisee in Yibamnus, a Jew is a Mishumdus is Mekadosh and Isha, with the Kedushan Achal. So the Goyim says, only a Chumna Midirabon. Then I tell you he's a Goy Gomer, and a Kedushan Anatchal. And if he wants to do Tshuva to become the Yid, he has to be Choyzer, Mol, Betovol, Shengir, he has to be the guy all over them in Atero. We say that a Mishumma who is Choyzer, the Tshuva has to be do Hatzotah Sanvis, and be Choyzer, and a Mikvah Midirabon. It's an Obadu Ramnathan that's stored in the Shulchan Aruch. So we assume that it's only Midirabon. And the Goyim assume that passage in Obadu Ramnathan is a real Dindai right. The Chatan is less than Mishumdus. We all do a little Avera. Some people talk Lashon Hara, some people cheat on income tax. You say Sosha Chata, you throw it. You cheat on where you say Sosha Chata? Ochon, with more Becher. So you more Becher is a Chata. But if it becomes a Mishumdus, then the Goyim holds. Mamas loses his Kedushas Yisrael. These are three Shittas in the Rishayim, how far the Pasa goes. The Pasa can say out of Hashem Bagodu. He bought him, Zoram Yelodim, so one day in Rishayim it's only High Rasha that only applies to the Aseret HaShvatim. And others say, no, it applies to any group of Jews who have gone so far away from mainstream Judaism that the Chachamim in that generation declare that they have a din about, let's say if the Rabbanim would decide today that the Reformed Jews who are further away from Yiddishkeit than the Kusim were. Kusim used to keep a lot of mystery.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, Kusim had a medaktik about Yerushim Yisrael. The Gemara says, the listener said, the Kusim keeps, they're very medaktik. But they only kept the Torah Shem Echzab, they didn't keep the Torah Shem Echzab. They didn't have Christmas trees in the home. They didn't go to church, they didn't intermarry. They didn't have rabbis perform intermarriage. The Reformed Jews today, I think, are further away than the Kusim ever were. But Baruch Hashem, nobody has declared anything on it. But let's say if the Rabbanim will decide to declare that all the Reformed Jews, that all the assimilated Jews are going to Muslim, so according to the Rambam, according to all group of missions, they'll start to become going to Muslim. That Pasek Bashem Bogodu is not a Hiroa Shah. It only applies at that time and that place to the Akhirat. It applies in any later generation. If there's a group, by the Mumer, a Jew who becomes a Mishim, that we don't pass like that. Nitra is in the Ram Pasuk like that, that the Mishim is Bamish Dirkat. That's Mechumer of our questions for them.
A group.
A group. But if Yitzhak have, let's say,
Muslim come over and
live. Right. If you have a whole group of Jews, our Grand Self-Saw, that the Chachamim declare, Dina Kakam, so the Rambam and the group of Mishayim, and the day is Kodesh Allah. They hold that the Chachamim declare that Dina Kakam, and there's the Taka Dina Kakam. They mamish me with the Kodesh Yitzhak. They will say that they are Mechum. That's how group of Mishayim is there. It comes with Dina Kakam. One of the time, it comes with Dina Kakam. Okay.
So
they had a...
So they did all
right. Yeah, no, They tried to keep the mitzvah. That there should be a shvur b'nikita chesed. The Gemara says in Masechet Shvuot that when the dayanim ha-mashbiyah and the dintayrim, they want the, let's say someone is a murder the mitzvah, so someone has a shvur tayrech, or you have a shvur ha-dayanim, a shvur ha-shaymin, then you have to swear b'nikita chesed. And b'nikita chesed, you have to either hold on to a sefer Torah, or the Gemara says if it's a Talmud Chacham, you hold on to a ketz shvur, and it's also good b'nikita chesed. But you see, the more ones that have in this project, it seems in the project that it doesn't have to necessarily be a Tashmishei Kedusha, to say the Torah Tzivun. It could be a Bris Mila. Interesting, Bris Mila. Let's say, so hold on to a room of an Nes to get the Sukkot to go. Now, that's like Mamish Gosh, it's not that the Tashmishei Nisra, after the Nisra is over, it's not. So what good is it he holds on to the Bris Mila of Avraham Avinu, that he already did the Bris Mila a few years ago. He already did the Bris Mila. One time, he called him by being Shadach Yitzchua. He was already 37 years old. And Ramin was Mekan his Bris Mila a year before Yitzchua was born. So 38 years ago he did the Bris Mila. So why is that called the Nikita Chesed Bris Mila? So that's what they say. The Gemara says in Menot of the Dogen HaMelech always had mitzvahs. He always had mitzvahs, he always had Shulman. When he went to the Beth House, he was Orem Min HaMitzvahs, he felt bad. But then when he saw, he reminded himself that he had the Bris Mila. So he was happy, he always had the Bris Mila with him. So the Maracha Zeruga, the Azura's son, has a famous comment, and in the Tshuva, the little tape of Tshuva's Maracha Zeruga. So he says, what was he happy about? He still naked Min HaMitzvah. This mitzvah was done when he was a little baby, 8 days old. What has he got to do now? So the Maracha Zeruga claims that you see from that mother, it's a mitzvah in Shechem. And not just a mitzvah that was off Yitam so many years ago, it continued to this, he's a mohu. He continues to be a mohu. The question is, what exactly does he mean by that? Because the Gemara has a din, let's say it would be Min Shechor Lot, the person had a Bris Mila on the eighth day, and then the Gemara would cut off what he was supposed to cut off, and then the Orama goes back, or he wants to stretch it back. It used to be Jews, when they did the persecution, they wanted to look like that, they didn't want to be able to be identified as Jews. So let's say he causes the Orama to go back, or he goes back by itself. So the Gemara says that Yimshech or Lotzai have to do a Bris Mila again the same time that's only the Rabban Mishamara sign. And I'm sorry, you don't need it. But you don't need it. So what do you mean it's a Mitzvah and Shech? What exactly does that mean? It's a question about what the Maracha Zura. But Mechara, that's what you see from the Chazal over here. The Azura, Maracha Zura doesn't quote this. Rabchaim Azura doesn't quote this. They bring the items up in Amela. But some swarm right that you see from this Parashah also. The Gemara runs out the Shluah from this Pasuk. That this is the marker of the Din. Of Shavuot and Nikitas Chesed, so the Chesed that indicates that this is called a Chesed. It's not like a Lulav and an Es to get the Sufis and Zomer. That's Eich Chesed Shal Mitzvah. It means the Bris Mila is still considered a Chesed Shal Mitzvah. The difficulty is, that Chesed and Es Kakashah,
Where is there a Shavuot HaDayanim over here? Nobody, what, Eliezer is on the Rebbe Mitzvah, it's a Shavuot HaLechel, it's a Shavuot HaShem, what's the answer? What has it got to do with the Kitas Kepes? We're not talking about the Shavuot HaDayanim. How do you learn out from this parasha that you need an Kitas Kepes by Shavuot HaDayanim? So the Netziv, in his commentary on Chumash, I think, writes the following chart. He says, we're not learning out directly that you need an Kitas Kepes by Shavuot HaDayanim. All you learn out from the Pasuk is the following. That Al Fidin, there's a Chalashem Shvob in a Kitas Kepes, and there's a Shvob alone in a Kitas Kepes. The Masha, Kepes in the beginning of Bav Netziv is also in the Oral, that they would make, in the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and they would make a person feel the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and he wanted to frighten him, to make sure that he's to be Mahayim Olof, to frighten him that he would take a Shulchan Vashaker, that he would turn out the lights in the room, they would turn out candles, the light candles, and they would blow out the candles to show he's going to die, like they blow out the candles in case he's giving a Shulchan Shaker. And they would do all kinds of different things to frighten the person. So you shouldn't think that Al Tidin, the Shulchan doesn't make a difference whether they blow out the candles or not. They shouldn't think that holding on to a secretary is some eel the Yalmo. It is just for effect. That's a dramatic effect. So that's what the Gemara says, no, Al-Pidin, it constitutes a different act of a Shavuot. A Shavuot in the Kitas Chepes, Al-Pidin is more common than a Shavuot in the Kitas Chepes. But Avraham Avinu is not just making dramatics over here. He wanted it to be a Shavuot Yerzeh Hamura. So the Gemara just learns out from this Pasuk in Parshas Chayisora, that a shvua, when you're holding on to a chepta shal mitzvah, al tidin, constitutes a mohammed dikidin and a shvua without. You might not kemina, mohammed left chomet. So the Gemara understands, when the dayonim amashbiya, baldin, in the din teire, the halacha should certainly have svara in the sentence, they should require of him the highest level shvua that they can possibly extract from him. So if you learn out in the passage that a shvua didn't keep as chepta shal mitzvah, is a higher level of a shvua, a svara in the sentence, and we should demand that of him. Is there any other nafkimina medina between a shvud and a kitas chayv? That's the whole nafkimina. That's the whole nafkimina. And that must take the nafkimina, that a shvud and a kitas chayv to the higher level, and therefore by shvud adar. So the Ran and the Dern quote the Tshuvas HaZoinim, the regular Ran and the Dern quote the Tshuvas HaZoinim, which we don't accept, by the way, but the Ran quotes in the name of the Goinim, that a shvud, let's say a guy swears he's not going to eat potato chips, he's gone on a diet. No more ice cream, no more potato chips, no more drinking, no more movies, no more whatever he takes a shul. And then he has charat, he wants to go get a hasaras nidor. Or let's say the wife took a shvua and she wants the husband should be made for the shvua. So the Ran says in the name of the Goyim that the shvua of the Kitas Chepes a different chest of a shvua, ain't lo hasaras v'lo hasaras. I mean hasaras, not just chumash and rabban. It's a different chest of a shvua. When it's spoken in the chumash, speak about hasaras. When the Torah Shabbat says, speaks about hasaras, that's not a normal shvua. Shulman and Kitas Chepes are different chapters, a different animal, it's a different beer, and they don't deal in the Chumash about that. That's Yerzeh Hamura. So the Gaon want to say that it doesn't only have this nafkamina that the Gemara fetches out from Shavuot HaDayanim when it gets to being Mashbiyah, Shavuot made of the Mikneson. It has ramifications in other areas as well. We happen not to pass the like the Gaon. We pass and leave in the Shulman and Kitas Chepes also, and Yesh Lahafara, and Yesh Lahafara, but still, and the only nafkamina the Dina you have is for the Shavuot HaDayanim, but still, that's what the Netziv says. Together, how Yafus is, we're learning out from Avraham Avinu that you shouldn't just think that it's a dramatic effect. The Chumash is telling us that it's a higher level of the Shavuot. That's why we demand it by Shavuot HaDayanim, because that's more than a sentence, and we should demand the highest level of the Shavuot.